Blog Talk Radio. This song is for all the cheaters out there who've been cheating on their loved one, especially a young lady who was once in my life. This song is for you and old Dirty Jody. When you get hungry,
Dirty Tony Jody.
When the bills get high, high, girl,
you better call Jody.
When you get sick, no insurance,
you better call Jody.
Cause I'll be long, long gone,
you better call Jody.
Oh, I gave you everything that I met in years. Gave you a life that a poor woman dreams to lead. To fool around, how could you be so foolish? Now I gotta put you down. I know you say that you wouldn't need Jody if I wouldn't leave you alone. But how can I work and provide for you if I'm at home? Pack your bag and don't let me go hit you. And before you go, baby, take these words with you. When you get hungry,
you better call Jody.
When the bills get high, girl,
you better call Jody.
When you get sick, no insurance,
you better call Jody.
Cause I'll be long, long gone,
you better call Jody.
I said again, when you get hungry,
you better call Jody.
When the bills get high,
better call Jody.
When you get sick, no insurance,
you better call Jody.
Cause I'll be long, long gone,
you better call Jody.
Don't tell me you're sorry, don't tell me that lie. How could you gamble on the one night grill? Tell me why. Jody ain't gonna be no daddy or a doctor. Part-time lover, you gave away everything for a one-night stand. You gave away everything most women wish they ever had. So get out now, girl, and leave me alone. But hold up, you can't use my phone. Ah, when you get hungry,
you better call Jody.
When the bills get high,
you better call Jody.
When you get sick, no insurance,
you better call Jody.
Cause I'll be long, long gone,
you better call Jody.
Now say that again. When you get hungry,
you better call Jody.
When the bills get high,
you better call Jody.
Better call Jody. Hail from Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday night, trying to see what's going to happen here. I want to thank y'all for joining me again for another Big Eddie Grudge Talk Show. Last night I got heard a part of Big Sham Show, and when I came in, I guess I missed a couple of lock-ins. I know they say three looks over there locked in. Him and Brother Ray Lowe. I'll see how that's going to go. They seem like they're, normally this time of the year, they be running away from lock-ins because they know the tracks are open. It's a little different this year. See if they're going to go through them some lock-ins. I mean, even up in Memphis, Bobby Cole rates. Or Leon and Flop. Leon got a couple of lock-ins down there. But I guess we're going to bring all that to light tonight, hopefully. And talk about a little bit of what's going on in the South, because them boys started off running. They didn't start off walking. They started off running. Old Jamie been doing his thing. A couple more people out there doing their thing. I don't think Tony Bynum, he ain't got started yet. But I'm looking for him to get straightened out, straighten that old car out, and come around and be a factor somewhere. Because he always do. Old Boss Bynum, the boss, they call him. Wicked Dog, I think, also supposed to be locked in with Leon. I think he locked in with Leon. And Leon going to put in to that shit starting he be doing, car he called shit starter. He'll put the fire on his ass and everything, He going to do that for me. If he don't do it, then I'm going to have to go see him. It's just as simple as that. Will that dog shit starter? He know he called that car right because it's named after his ass. He like to start shit, Damn, kid, how long you been keeping that in? Yeah, y'all, well, anybody got some news they want to come out and put out and talk about? Y'all welcome to hit the one button. Come on in. Holler with me. She's in my guys around today. Well, y'all know I ain't a long talker. I like to get it started, sit back and let it go around. Hopefully we can have some structure on the show today. Sometimes they get a little wild. You can expect that. Like I tell you all the time, these are people with personalities, and you know, they challenging each other, so sometimes it get a little loud. And you just got to bear with it if it don't get too bad. You know, I just hate to hear them when they start talking about killing each other and all that kind of crap and everything. Y'all tell me, boy, what y'all think about these gas prices, man? It ain't finished either. Oh, somebody saw a text. Okay, that's definitely going to put it out there. Yeah, I like that song, too. They got quite a few songs on here. You know, people run away if you play too many songs. So I just try to play a few songs at the beginning. Give everybody time to come on up in here, you know, because they'd be kind of slow. But we got a nice crowd in here already. So, you know, after I play a couple of songs in the intro, most of the time I'll be just about where I want to be to start the show, you know. So we do it like that. I see you down there. Yes, sir. So, Kid, where you at, man? What's the news, man? What's happening on the land? There we go. There he is. I knew he was on here somewhere. What up, Kid?
What's going on, Big Eddie? Shit, ain't nothing happening.
Oh, man. No. Any racing this weekend?
I think they got something. Yeah, Mike Hill got a race down in Alabama.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm about to try to pay attention to see if anybody go live on the bed.
Yeah, this weekend. Yeah, this weekend, 18th and 19th. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, him and a dude named Pat Callender, I guess that's his name.
Yeah, man. Hey, Kid, it look like these boys been trying to lock in early this year.
Yeah, well, I'm a firm believer, Eddie. Seeing is believing.
Yeah, man. I know I heard today that Double D tried to lock in with some boy in Detroit with a vet, I believe he was. And they say, you know, one thing I got to say, man, when these people start locking in, if you really ain't got nothing to do with that man lock in, let these people lock in. You know, they say people got the melon and hollering, what ties you got? What's this? And all that, man, that messed the lock in up, man.
That's some folks on the sideline. You know, a lot of folks like
that. Yeah, on the sideline,
folks,
man.
Business.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to have to start, when they get ready to lock in on my show, I'm going to have to start, taking them to the private room, letting them lock in, man,
because
then sometimes they had the people on the line with them, you know.
Yeah, you have a lot of people, goddamn it, on the sidelines. They want to dip in. They ain't doing no racing they goddamn self.
Mm-hmm. But then it come down to it. They say the guy wasn't really, didn't want to bet enough money to get him to go down there. But there's always a possibility.
Memphis.
He might have some people somewhere in Michigan.
Oh, in Michigan, okay.
Mm-hmm. But somewhere down the line, you know. Huh?
He was locking in for Bobby Cole's race?
No, I think that, I don't know. I had to get him on here. He probably can explain it if he wanted to talk about it. But Double D. You know, but I think I heard it was sold in somewhere in Michigan. When I got on the back line today, it had already been spoiled, so I missed it.
Yep.
I'm thinking that might be a pretty good race between Three Lug and Raylo.
What? Oh, Three Lug and Raylo?
No. Yeah, 100 Street Sam. Yeah, I think that should be a pretty good one, horsepower to horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Three Lug know what he got to do to try to run that car.
Yep.
Yes, sir. I think that's going to be a pretty good one. if they both make the trip.
Yeah, that's for April 24th.
Yeah. Same day he racing the one and only Chicken Man, Terry O.
Oh, oh man.
Yes, he's supposed to be racing. I heard he's supposed to race Three Love first and then Terry O.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Raylo got him a double header.
Yeah. Terry O ready to go.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Man, what are these folks at, kid? They don't want to come on and talk?
Oh, they probably out there dodging raindrops.
they must be walking in, because I know they ain't in no car. And goddamn it, running through the rain to hide that gas here.
Hmm. Yep. Well, it seems like it might be a level off. It might be a level off. I don't think it's probably going to get no higher.
Shit. They said, how much is, hey, they said it that might go up to $6. It ain't made it there, did it?
No, not yet.
Yeah. Hopefully it's a level off.
Oh, what's calling him? What's his name? Willie Wilson. He was getting away gas the other day.
Man, he's getting away some more. He said he can get away $1 million worth of gas.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a suburbs and the city. They asked him,
mm-hmm.
They say, how you feel about making traffic in the street? He said, I don't feel nothing about it. He said, I'm helping people. He said, get the police out there, take care of the traffic. Yeah, man. Oh, we got a hand up, kid. 0537.
What's happening?
What's going on?
Nothing much, man. Yeah, they were giving that gas away pretty good, man. It was 11 o'clock, and they were still giving out gas over there on 99th and Halsey.
Wow.
I know when I went past there about 9 o'clock, it was police and state troopers trying to do the traffic. But like I said, I come back at 11 o'clock, the line was still going on. I was like, God damn.
Well, they might have had a line, they might not be passing out no gas. There's a whole lot of folks in line didn't get no gas.
I'm telling you. I hope they had somebody out there once they got the gas done, that they would go down there and let people know it's gone. No more free gas.
Yeah.
Man. Shit, some people probably long gas, they probably run out of gas while they're trying to wait to get some.
Yeah, you might have had a few guys that run out of gas trying to get some gas.
Yeah.
Hey, but I like the way you started the show, man. Like I say, you got real racers out here trying to get to the line, man. You got to applaud that, man. They ain't playing.
Yes, sir.
They ain't playing. That's a good thing. Yeah, I heard some of that stuff this morning. I don't know. What was going on, like you say, I come in on the middle like you did, so I couldn't voice no opinion on nothing because I didn't know the whole story.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I did.
Gonna be all right, though. The track will be open in, what, a couple more weeks?
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to going up to Martin, Michigan, too, to see a couple of them boys play up there. I like that track. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Nice place.
That's the track in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here looking at all these classic cars while I'm talking to y'all on Motor Trend and showing that Meekum auction. crazy to see the president's cars,
yeah,
knowing we paid a couple hundred dollars for these cars back in the day, the money they're getting for them now.
Yeah, man. Something else.
Yeah, if you only know then what you know now, Mark.
I'm telling you, kid.
Shit, you can go on back, kid. You can go on back, goddamn it, when we was kids. Motherfucking wacky stickers and Lionel train sets and certain Tonka
yeah,
trucks. And,
yep.
Man, that job worth so much money that ain't funny, man.
Yes, there's a certain few cars back in the days. They hold a lot of value nowadays.
Yeah, boy.
Like I said, I never knew. Oh, well, I guess it was around about maybe a 71 or 72 Buick Grand Sport or whatever it is, Skylark. It was it was a 4-speed. I always thought they was only automatic.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had made no 4-speeds.
Yeah,
my brother D probably on the line. He can tell me.
Hey, man. What was that aluminum body Z they made with the, what motor was in there? And it was a 4-speed, that car.
I know they did make I do know they made a 63 or 64 Plymouth that was all aluminum. It was aluminum body.
Yeah.
Then you had the 61 and 62 Pontiac Super Duties and 409 Chevy Bel Air that had aluminum front ends on. It was rare, but they had them.
Yeah, man.
That white nostalgia car, Old Reliable. I think that's an aluminum front end car. That old Dave Stickler car.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
But
we had all them cars back
and now them
cars worth $1 million or more. Some of them right around $1 million. Then that Roadrunner with that tall wing on the back.
Superbird.
That sucker, man, I seen that go.
Superbird.
Yeah. I seen that sucker go for $1 million on Ox.
Yeah, that Hemi. One of my older brother's best friend in high school had two of them. Both of them were blue with black vinyl tops. Both of them were 440.
It was two guys who's come over there. And that's around my buddy's sister. One of them had the Super Bird and the other one had the Super B. Them truckers was nice, boy.
I had a 70 plum purple Super B, 444 speed, Dana Ren. I paid the hot price of $150 for it.
Yeah.
I mean, come back then when the gas...
4482, what's happening?
You ain't got to say my number. You know who this is.
Chuck.
I don't know nothing about you.
Yeah. What's going on?
Ain't nothing too much.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Them guys I bought that Camaro for that from, they still around?
Shit, I don't know, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm thinking you might have ran across them.
Yeah.
A long goddamn time ago.
Shit, you know it too?
Hey, kid, you know what's so fucked up? That motherfucker real still fuck motherfucker
on
up.
Oh, man.
With them two 660 Hollies on it.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Lord, how much?
Makes them horsepower.
In other words, you...
Hey, that was, yep. What was that kid about, 86, something like that? Yeah, that was a long time ago. It would fuck you up, Eddie.
In other words, what you're trying to tell me, Chuck, is Eddie's just farting in the wind. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That motherfucker career would tow your ass up, Eddie.
I believe you, sir.
Yeah, that long goddamn time ago.
You gotta be
over
30 years,
motherfucker. Because that ragged ass
motherfucker,
you gotta be going nuts.
Yeah, it was over 30 years ago. Damn, I just thought about that. God damn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was before my time. I ain't 30 years old yet.
Oh, man.
Motherfucker, you 30 years old plus twice. Plus some more numbers.
Damn.
You old as a fuck. You old fart. You only about 3 years younger than me. You old fucking.
Damn.
Shit, Mark is too.
Damn.
Yo.
Hey, Chuck, what'd I do, man?
I'm just saying, Mark.
Hold on,
you talking
Mark.
About, you Mark. Talking about
hey, Mark,
61 Clippers
old,
and shit.
How old is that motherfucker?
Yeah, a lot of us are older than dirt, younger than sand. But hey, we take that as a blessing.
Yeah, I'm gonna get there one day.
Yeah, it'll probably be tomorrow.
Oh, man.
No, I got a little ways to go, Eddie.
It don't look like it.
Yeah.
I don't think you no spring chicken, homeboy.
No, ain't no spring chicken, goddamn it. I can see him bounce off the motherfucking wall.
And that ain't got nothing to do with it. You still got that. You ain't got that milk dried up on your breath so long ago it's sour.
Damn.
Yeah. That's why I drink milk. So what was you saying, Eddie? Tell me about the lock-in racing. When they going to race, man? I want to know.
We know Three Lug and Terry on them on the 24th next month.
Okay.
All of them. I'm trying to get some news.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we know that Leon up there at Bobby Cole. Who else racing up at Bobby? Got locked in at Bobby Cole.
Leon got a race with him with Bobby Cole race.
I think that's Flop.
Him and Flop going to
be racing dogs.
They going to all them. Wait a minute. Come on, Eddie. Straighten this shit out, man. Is Leon racing Flock or dog? One of them.
Probably both of them.
Come on, man.
I know he locked in with Flop.
Flop
going to try to pay the punk out. Well,
say what?
Chuck. He's supposed to be racing Flop. Flop spraying Leon running the horsepower.
Oh, okay. What's this Friday night?
I'm not for sure what day it is.
Okay. All right. See, Eddie, I told you, you got to listen to somebody know something, man. You can't be giving out this false ass information.
I just told you him and Flop was racing, man. I said probably dog.
Talking about dog.
I know him and dog was talking. I don't know if they locked that in. I'm trying to remember if they even locked that in. A what? I came on my chair. I heard it on dog show. They didn't lock them in, kid.
What? Flopping Leon?
Leon and dog.
I don't know. I can't, if both of them on the property, I can't see why, goddamn it, they don't put up their dukes.
All right.
Well, where everybody at tonight, Eddie? You ain't open their mics again, huh?
They ain't raised their hand. They on
ya. I sat on that motherfucker last week for an hour and a half before you even opened my mic up.
Yeah, man. Rat's ass.
Not discriminating.
Yeah, that's how he did me last week. Wouldn't open my mic.
Oh, that much.
Yeah, I said, that's all right.
You're a lying rat's ass.
See, I can get on there damn near 9:30. You know, I go to bed, goddamn it, at 10. Shit.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, shit.
What the hell y'all over here fussing about, man?
So that Leon?
You
locked in the red dog.
What up, chap?
Could you straighten this shit out? Because Eddie's spreading false rumors. You got a race with dog too?
Hell no, I ain't got no race with dog. I got a race with Flop. I got a race with Smoking in Mata, Florida. Man, I ain't got no money to be doing all that goddamn racing like that. See, who want to give me some money for me to race like that? These ragged cars will break down in a minute.
You got straight Eddie ass out. He's chucking lies over here, man.
I'm gonna do two races, and I'm probably gonna be my second. I'm gonna be dog racing, cause I'm switching my car over to a horsepower to run Flop. So I'm not gonna switch it back over to run somebody else. Everybody has their chances.
You ain't talking about racing Smoking in Camaro, are you?
No, I'm running that damn money. I'm running that damn that Monte Carlo they got. I locked in that Monte Carlo.
On motor.
No, we shooting them pistons. Now, you know I'm going to get go get it, okay.
All right. Yeah.
Both on Saturday.
Okay.
I got a race at 5 and I got a race at 8.
Okay.
Five and eight. And I'm be done. They didn't want to run me because I've been trying to lock folks in before the races and Smoking them, grab hold to me and bought them. So that's what I got. When I put that company back on motor for Flop, that's over with. I'll be loading up and going home. I don't give a fuck what they say.
Yeah.
I ain't switching that shit back around. I'll switch that shit somewhere down at home.
It's going to be popping like a motherfucker Friday night. Shit.
Yeah. I'll be in there. I don't want to go in there and fuck nothing up or give a motherfucker something to get out of. Or mother be trying to run me on Friday night and all that shit. I'm taking enough money for me to do what I want to do. I ain't finna try to go down and run nobody else. And the people that I got locked in, that's it.
Yeah.
People I got locked in, them the races I'm going to do. So all the other people want to race me, they can bring their ass up here, and I'll switch it over and run them up here. I'm good, man. I'm going to get no fuck.
See something sweet.
See, Chuck, lady, that's all I do. Here's somebody say, let me see what he look like first. I said, goddamn. So now you got to see what the motherfucker look like to make you, for you to off the race.
You know.
you know.
Hey, all I say, I'm about my program. I'm doing my race the way I want to do it. They, I got them locked in races. That's the races I'm doing.
Hey. Nah, Eddie,
they
now
don't
you got it straight.
Against me.
Thank
anybody
you.
Got races,
you,
races later after that, I'll be back with them.
I know that's right.
Now, me and Dog ain't got no race locked in.
Don't worry, that motherfucker gonna be
dead
Thursday night and Friday night, so you ain't got to worry about him.
Oh, man. Yeah, you got it. You got it Friday night too, Chuck. Thursday, you fired.
Yeah,
hold on,
Chuck
got a lock in.
Yeah, I got that motherfucker.
Who you locked in?
Who you talking about?
I don't know. Dog? You locked Dog in?
Yeah, I got that motherfucker locked in.
I ain't know that, man. We'll talk about it. Let the
people
know.
Ain't nothing to talk about. Ain't nothing to talk about.
You locked him in with shit slot or something else?
Whatever he got, dog.
Oh, whatever he got. He can come with anything.
He got three cars to choose from.
Okay.
It ain't nothing Friday 7, and I got a race at 9. So. It's all good.
Eight mile truck or back door?
You know 8 miles.
Oh, just 8 miles. They ain't going to run out the back door, man. That shit ain't going to happen down there. Even though that track can show, take it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you been on these damn morning shows. How the hell you don't know these races been locked in, man?
That's what I'm saying. I don't be on the morning shows
that much. A lot of time when I get on the morning show, people been to call me and say, hey, man, you on? Then I get on. But I don't be on that much. Yeah, I come on late. Then like today, I came on late. I missed all action today when they said Double D was trying to lock in. I missed all that.
Well, that race Double D was doing, that them races ain't never going to happen. That'll never happen because Double D bet too much money compared to what that dude bet. So that's a race you won't even see. I ain't knocking Double D. Double D do what he want to do, but that's the way he gambled. That man only trying to run Double D for $1,000. And shit.
All that shit them boys in Detroit be talking shit. They don't. Why they all bet with him?
Damn, you're going to spend $500 going to the damn race.
You're going to hit mine.
Hey, Chuck, that's why I said this race here, Bobby race, going to be the race for me because, shit, I put $100 in that motherfucking dude and that bitch, it didn't fill it up.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Damn these goddamn races. I'm going to park that shit after this race because I ain't going to invest that money off on that motherfucking guy like that.
You know what, Leon? It's already set. If we go down there just to fucking Memphis, you can...
Gas prices are raging. Said I wouldn't pay it, but I do. I'm like the rest of y'all. This SUV is killing me. I used to say never would have paid it.
He never would pay it.
Just stop, man. We talking and you going to play some fucking music.
That's about gas, man. That's about gas.
Ain't nothing about motherfucking gas. Shit.
Hey, Leon, gas. You good with gas. Try to pass the motherfucking Chewy diesel. I'm on the road right now. Fucking diesel. I'm at the gas station.
I, 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 I ain't worried about the gas. I got my money put up for go down there. I'm just saying, I'm not gonna be running them down the road just to go see a motherfucker, see something just to put off a race. And this shit costs is going in my pocket. No, I'm putting the shit on brakes. I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
I say local.
What's up, Big?
I say my ass in local.
What up, though?
Shit.
Hey, Big, Quantum, they have a big...
You say what?
Big Quantum, they got a big party down. I think I might come to that party tomorrow. I told them I ain't staying all night, though.
Who got a party?
At Quantum, AJ and them have a big birthday party tomorrow.
Where?
Right there off of 38th Street on the other side, on the good side.
Oh, I'll be in Alabama tomorrow.
I'll
be in Alabama tomorrow.
Damn, they got a good side and a bad side.
I'm all right. You get on the 38th Street going over in the neighborhood. Shit.
Oh, man.
You better ride around with the shit on in your lap. Man, you go on the other side with them other people that you ain't too much got to worry about it. Because they got police when you sneeze, they bite you in your face.
Yeah, nah, I'll be in Alabama tomorrow.
Why you going to Alabama, Vic?
Huh?
You going to steal, Vic?
Yes, sir.
I'll pick up.
Yes, sir.
You going to
check
that package
motherfucker.
You say what?
4015, your mic is open.
You
going to test that weak motherfucker?
What I got a test for? I ain't got a test for none of you weak motherfuckers up here. None of you weak motherfuckers ain't going to do shit. Well, I need to test
you
weak motherfuckers.
I told you,
shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. He ain't going to do a motherfucking thing.
I am if you go.
Preacher boy.
We
can
go to the same day, Terry, on them room. Listen, we can go to the same...
Preacher
room, man.
Boy, listen to me and listen to me good.
I'm going to listen to you.
I told you the same thing every fucking weekend. Stop fucking with me, man.
I got
to
fuck with you.
My shit is weak. Listen to me. You told me my shit is weak. I let a motor car whoop me. I told you, get your weak ass on the motor and whoop me then. Do the same
thing. Ain't do that. You got something in my class. Listen, you got that red motherfucker in my class. I will
listen,
beat your motherfucking ass the same
listen,
day
Terry on
them
race. Listen, man. Listen to me and listen to me one more time. That purple motherfucker said, you let me get up there here.
What you want from me with that purple motherfucker?
I don't want shit from you if you run me on
then,
the
phone. Then leave that alone then.
Well, then
I'm
shut
never
the fuck up.
No
well,
I'm
shut
trying
up
to beat your
goofy
ass. Trying to beat your goofy ass. You don't
want to
jump in that fire.
And what I tell you,
now,
I told you to get
crazy,
your weak ass.
You told me
I told you to
week.
Get your weak ass to buy the cold race. And I'm going to
I'm gonna
run you here to
fight
the spray.
I'm going to run you here to fight the spray.
Nah, I don't want to run here. You can't tell me what the fuck to do with my car.
Y'all. Now, who's the
coward,
y'all?
Come on,
Don't come on, Charlie. Because we both here in Chicago. We can get out right here before Bobby Cole's race.
What did I tell you? You don't tell me what to do, motherfucker. I run where I want to run.
So I take it, boy. You ain't going down.
Oh, hold on. What up, bitch, y'all? Hey, man, listen to me. I understand when your period, goddammit, come before that time.
Period.
I understand.
Preacher boy, stop it, man. Stop it, man. One
hey,
race
you
last year,
your
now
ass
you
back.
Think you a motherfucking king.
No, I give a fuck about no one race. You know what? I'm going to win one here if you go. And you say, hey, shit.
Oh,
you can be
God.
My first victim.
So
you can be my first victim right here.
No,
yeah,
they better not show up to Bobby. They better not show up to Bobby Cole race.
I'm
going to
go to Bobby's race. Listen to me. I'm going to go to Bobby's race if I get to whoop his ass before Bobby's race. I had a fun. He'll be my income going down there.
But Vic ain't the only motherfucker going. Don't you want to raise somebody out your neighborhood?
here in Chicago before time to go. Yes, I will.
No,
talking,
I'm saying,
man.
Don't you want to race somebody you ain't never raced before?
Chuck, that man is just talking, man. He just likes to let himself talk.
Chuck, I'm trying to make some money to go to Bobby Cole's race. So, if I can get some fresh pussy in Chicago,
I'll
make it down there.
Put in some extra work and get you some money then. Quit fucking with me. I got what I need to go where I want to go.
Stop,
I'm not ducking you. It never happened.
1025, your mic is
off. What's up,
fellas? Double D, baby.
What's up, Double D?
What's happening?
Listening
tonight.
To a pig leg. Listen to pig leg run his mouth every Thursday and Friday night.
Oh, man.
I can't hear now. The Thursday before that, you were running your mouth until three little got in your ass. Now this Thursday,
three
Friday,
little,
I'm talking to you.
Here we go. Here we go.
I'm trying to run
three
you before we go down south.
What? Hey, I'm a miss.
We
shit.
Both
what's
in Chicago. We both gonna watch Raylo and Terry on them race. We might as well go right behind them so I can beat the fuck out of you.
Turn your nitrous off and run your head up.
Man,
and
listen,
you got a race.
If I turn it off, it's because it's sitting in the trailer.
Oh, okay. Well, then stop talking to me then. I told you.
I know I got you by
listen
the balls. I know I got your balls in my pocket.
Yeah,
coward.
I understand. Well, get your weak ass to Bobby Cole race, and I'm going to run your head the fuck up with my burgundy car.
Your burgundy car?
Come on.
No, we supposed to be running with a red Monte Carlo, 87. That's
my
what we agreed on.
See, that's how stupid you is. You don't even know what fucking color the car is. That's what I mean. You talk too motherfucking much.
Yo,
you know what you're talking about. The fucking car ain't
that
red.
That bitch looked at red to me.
I don't give a fuck what it look like. It ain't red, you stupid motherfucker.
Well, you know what? I don't give a fuck. If it's 87, if it's 87 and your dumb ass behind the wheel, I want it.
Yeah, I'm going to be behind the wheel.
And it's an 87, and your dumb ass behind the wheel, I got to have you, baby.
Well, I tell you what, me being Bobby Cole racer, you got all that.
Hey, man, I like a damn fool going 1,000 miles, and we both make your neighbor.
You ain't talking about nothing. Hey, man, mute this stupid motherfucker mic, man. Go to somebody else. I'm tired of listening to this motherfucker.
Hey, Big Eddie. Big Eddie, I'm going to see how smart you is.
Yeah.
Big Eddie, we both here in Chicago. We both going to watch Raylo and them race. Why can't we make love before we go down south? Is car ready? My car ready?
Because, for one, I didn't say my car was ready for right now. My car will be ready for Bobby Cole race.
Bobby Cole race is 3 days after.
Listen, man, I don't give
Bobby
a fuck when it is. It won't be ready till Bobby Cole race, so no.
Nah, your
motherfucker
won't
lock me in the
run
at Bobby Cole race.
Your heart rate won't be
up.
Ready, motherfucker.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to beat your ass, boy. I promise you.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll let you know. I'm going to let you know I'll be down there or not.
You can dream.
I'll let you know.
You can dream.
And ain't no dream. Just a promise. I ain't got no reason to lie to you. I'm going to beat the fuck out you, boy.
Sounds good. You say the same.
How about if you don't go, I can't win.
I've been telling you for the last three fucking weekends that I'm not running you up here. I run you up by the car race. So why do you keep talking about the same shit?
What's so important about down there racing
that
you can't run here?
Listen to me. Boy,
I'm trying to ask
somebody
questions.
Else to talk to, man.
What's so motherfucking important about Bobby Cole race?
Find somebody else to talk to. Because I don't want to, motherfucker. And what you tell me to do don't mean I got to do what the fuck you want me to do.
You want me
chase me where I'm going, motherfucker. Now what?
I ain't into chasing no motherfucker. I got
show
one leg.
Show me how bad the
I ain't chasing them, motherfucker. Hey, Chuck.
Well, shut the fuck up talking to me.
I'm going down
Chuck,
the Bible.
Chuck, do you smell the same thing I smell? Don't that smell like pussy to you?
All I can say is fuck running up here.
You said what, Chuck?
I said we'll be going to Memphis to race on the big stage.
I ain't no show-off king. I don't need the big stage.
I'm just saying. So, race anybody you want down there.
Ain't it, man? We going down there.
I got a question. Now, I ain't going to make no more money. Listen, I ain't going to make no more money if I race here on the race there. I'm going to waste more money racing there because I'm going to finish coming on.
Well, you know, get you some things and quit talking with me.
You know, you got your plan.
Damn right.
Vic,
I'm
leaving you now.
What?
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Y'all, man.
What up, though?
Y'all get it on when y'all decide.
Woo! Who that is, Chuck? Who you talking about, Chuck?
Going down to Bobby's baby.
Who that?
Making
the big ball with spaghettis.
Somebody preach
for me. Want me to do something because he want me to do it. You don't run my motherfucking program.
And you don't run mine, motherfucker.
Okay, well, I ain't shit to you. Meet me in fucking at Bobby Cole race.
You ain't been saying nothing to me for the longest. Hey, man, you've been talking shit for the last 2 months to me. Now I tell you, let's do this. You telling me what we got to do with that.
Okay, well, just like you was talking all that shit about Michigan, I went to Michigan, and if it had the rain, you still wasn't going to do shit.
You took the wrong car, motherfucker.
You can't tell me what fucking car to take, motherfucker.
Then you need to shut the fuck up. Because if I came with that truck to run that fucking motherfucker, you wouldn't have ran. If I had showed up with that truck in Michigan,
minute,
you wouldn't have ran.
Wait a minute. So, how you bring the wrong
truck?
Car?
I'm a truck.
That's what I want to know. Don't be mad because I got hostages, motherfucker. And I ain't got to go outside of my
motherfucker. Time out, good motherfucker. Hey, good pussy. I got options too. I got options too.
Show up with that motherfucking truck and you up or knock your ass out.
Well, I take that truck and get you pregnant, boy.
I want your mouth, say.
Yes.
I bet you won't.
I'm going to see if you're going to go.
Mm.
Oh, hey. The weather's changing real soon, boy. Now he gonna tell me what I got to run him with. He went from the 87 to the 06. And the killing part about it, the killing part about it, I was going to run 3-lug, and we're gonna make him the goddamn it, touch me. I was gonna fuck him up just being in the way. But he tried to run in front of his ProMod down there to run me.
That ain't no motherfucking ProMod, you fucking idiot. But you can do whatever you want to call it.
know.
I call it what I want to call it, motherfucker. Somebody ran
with
their window down the
car. Somebody got
some
noise. That's that damn dick with his hair stuck out the window. Vic got his hair stuck out the window.
They say Vic got a slow mind. That ain't a pro mind.
Hey, Vic, if that's you, man, you talking to me. You can go on here. I mean, I just thought it might have been somebody not talking.
I hear Chemo in the background.
I'm good.
Hey, Vic.
Chuck,
you've been getting on the shows, lady. I know you got oil pressure.
Ooh,
you've been on these shows heavy,
dude. No, I don't get on, but I've been at oil pressure, but ain't no sense
to talk. Oh, it's the race, hey, Chuck. It's a race coming up, and you on these
niggas'
ass. Is that what it is?
You say what, Kimo?
I say it's a race coming up, and you on these boys' ass.
I'm good. I'm ready.
We know you're ready. You've been calling in, taunting these boys.
I plan on having a good weekend. I'm going to get fucked up. Ooh. I'm going to fuck a lot of people.
Woo. You said, don't nobody move, don't nobody get hurt.
Yeah. I'm going to race every motherfucker out of my district.
Hey, they got to say, Chucky, Chucky, quack, quack. You know how they say, Chucky, Ducky, quack, quack. It's Chucky, 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 quack, quack.
Hey, Kimo, don't
oh, man.
That shit. There's only one dumb motherfucker to say that.
Hey, Chuck told me, boy, don't nobody move. Don't nobody get hurt.
Might as well, hey, ain't like I'm going to be going everywhere, but I might as well get everybody in one place. So they get my ass.
I know that, right.
Hey, that motherfucker says, Chuck, they line them up, I knock them down.
Since your buddy won't step up to the motherfucking plate.
Who my buddy? Wait a minute, who is my buddy?
Don't live in Chicago.
Oh, shit. Now, he been playing on
Chuck,
the
he's so lawless, shit, man. He's so lawless, shit, they say.
He
ain't
listening. About that. He's talking about that one with the IROC. IROC. C-28.
That's it.
He won't even stand up, either.
I'm fucking embarrassed of you. I'm disappointed in you. When was Young Money racing Ohio? When was Young Money racing Ohio? August 23rd and 24th, I think. Okay, it's August 23rd. August, September, October, November. It's 6 months, and you still ain't got the rocks out the motor.
August 6th, 8th,
hey, dang. No, what I'm saying, kid, it's been 6 months, and you still ain't got the rocks out the motor.
Oh, man.
They smoking them rocks, baby. They smoking them rocks.
Now, Chucky, I have to warn you, I know that son of a gun. He got to be on here listening. I know he on somewhere.
Hey, Chuck, would you please tell Kimo that nephew ain't never been a most wanted?
I thought he was, no. Man. They told me today. They got me all together, you know, I might get killed for saying this. I thought when he was sweeping the trailer out, because they called him a trailer sweeper and shit, that he was a part of.
I'm gonna tell you like this, Kimo. He just wanted to ride, learn some shit, and meet some people. We ain't hiring, we ain't recruiting, and we don't need nobody else.
Oh Lord, how much? Hey, I found out he got his own crew. Why didn't he ride with his own crew down there and then hang out?
I don't know nothing about that.
I didn't know you
were
a part of Vine Crew, but
if you need a ride, you can roll in.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing to say about that. I just thought he was.
All right, then. Kimo is simple shit.
Okay.
I tried to tell you earlier.
You did. I just said I thought he rolled with y'all. Shit, you know, I didn't know.
You know what, Kimo? He still wants to ride with us. That's it.
Okay.
They black. They need a ride. If they people ain't going nowhere you want to ride, jump on in.
Yeah.
No big thing.
All right. Ain't nothing wrong with that, then. Because I knew you. You know what I said, though? I say, whoo, Chuck coming back out. We're going to see nephew. You know what I'm saying? We're going to see June.
Yeah,
I said, finna see the whole crew. And then they told me, now, wait a minute. Nephew is not a part of Fade to Black. And I told that motherfucker, you goddamn lie. Nephew a part of Fade to Black.
That's what you told me, and I told you what.
Yes, sir. And I said, well, why the hell were they on the show calling him a trailer sweeper? They were cracking jokes on the man.
That's just like why they call you a get knocked out king.
Well, now you want to come on here and get all mad. But we just said we were going to see you back out.
I'm not getting mad.
Hey, but But I was looking to, I want to try your car, man. I'm glad I got you. I want to try your car.
Okay. When you want to try it? Don't tell me. Brian Davis race?
Well, Young Money race. Is that okay with you?
When is Young Money race? Number one, why do everybody got to come to y'all? Bring y'all ass here.
Oh, man. I know you don't want to race. I know you don't want to race.
If you want to race, you can meet me somewhere in the middle, shit. If you trying to race,
meet in the middle, then we can meet in
that
the
ain't
middle.
Hold on,
you just 131 is the middle. That's 2 hours for me. Hours for you.
How you know it's 2 hours for me? You know where I live at?
Bro, you don't want to race. Okay. Go back on mute.
Why do I got to go back on mute?
You said, let's meet in the middle. I say, okay. Meeting in the middle is 131.
Okay, watch this. Why do I got to meet in the middle 4 months from now?
Because you just said that, homeboy.
Okay. Can you get the Bobby Cole race?
No, I can't, sir.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, I'll blow your ass out of Bobby Colt race if you can get there.
Okay, I can get there. Come on. Yeah, I can get there. Come on. Lock in.
What you locking in? And with what car?
Shit.
My twin turbo versus your Camaro.
I got a Camaro. I don't got no motherfucking Camaro.
What's that? Malibu. You got a Malibu?
Yeah, I ain't finna run no twin turbo cop. What am I running a twin turbo cop for?
Oh, shit, man. Okay, well, we can't even talk, nephew.
I'm only telling you the truth. What am I running a twin turbo cop for?
Cause that's what I have, sir.
Oh, well, then you got to raise a twin turbo. I don't got a turbo cop.
Okay, well, we done talking, nephew.
You okay? I can't raise no turbo cop.
A twin turbo is not ready.
Who not ready? My car ready. My car ready. That bitch in the box, ready to go.
Guaranteed.
That bitch in the box, ready to motherfucking go.
Hey,
and if anybody pay attention to Facebook, they'll see it. I'm not talking
about you. I don't think he's talking about you, nephew.
Oh no, that's why I just said I'm not talking to him.
But the thing is, you ain't got to speak up when they not. It don't concern you. You know you ready.
That's why I didn't say nothing.
No. They weren't talking to you, nephew.
Right,
and
that's why I
wasn't
talking to them.
They were talking to Chemo, saying he ain't ready. All you have to do is fall back. You have to make a big deal out of it, fall back.
That motherfucker nephew come on this bitch like he finna burn it down.
Yeah, he's sold. Fall back.
I tell you this, somebody definitely in the book shooting shots out that motherfucker.
I can't even say nephew climbed out the bushes. He barreled out the bushes. And
dead
on his dead ass.
This is my daddy even talk on the show.
Oh my God. Hey, listen. I was drinking and then I said, oh my God, out loud.
Well, hey, gentlemen. I walked away from my phone, and my headset disconnected, but I came back, and I kind of overheard, sounded like Chuck was disrespecting my name, and I thought I needed to address that situation.
Hold on. You want to get what I said? Oh, I can tell you exactly what I said. It's been 6 months, and you ain't got the rock out.
That's correct.
What's the fucking problem?
That's the part I came in on.
Okay, well, I said it so you heard it out my mouth. You ain't got to go through the he say.
Not looking for the Hoover vacuum cleaner.
Get it out of my mouth.
Okay. Now watch this.
So all you got to do is, I'm just saying.
Okay.
What, Tim?
But I'm just saying, you acted like, hold on. I agree with you. You know I ain't got no problem. I'm just saying this. I told you that I was going to run you no matter what. But here's the point. I didn't expect to tear the car up. Because when I actually turned around and said stuff
it
up, that I didn't supposed to say.
Dwell on it
and
like
then I looked around. They told me the man that towed the car up. I turned back around, dust everywhere. I said, God, no. And so I went down there and he was okay. I was happy. Now, guess what I did? Hold on. What I'm trying to show you is that it's just like anything. I can't force my engine builder to put me first because I can't afford to do that, okay? But I got my front clip. I got that now. So I just talked to my man. He just told me, call him back. He going to tell me the date to bring it in so he can put my clip on. Then once I do all that, when the motor get ready, I get it all set up. I think it's right. And they can go down the track a little bit, see if it's okay. Then guess what? Hello? Show.
Well, hold on, Tim.
This is
the whole motherfucking problem. See, you don't be talking shit until you get your fucking car ready. Your
I
car
didn't
has
say
fucked
nothing.
Up in August,
I have never said
and you talking
anything
shit
out the way to
everybody
Chuck. I just said
about
this.
Everybody
Chuck,
and your
no,
motherfucking
no,
car ain't ready.
Chuck,
you should have had
Chuck get nervous
out the motor.
When that doggone
mud bone
and that doggone son of a gun get together, Chuck have nightmares. He don't know which Camaro coming at him.
Motherfucker, I ain't had a nightmare in my life. And damn sure can't give me one.
Hey, watch this. Everybody this. Watch
but
this. I'm gonna
you know what, Tim?
Hold on. I want to say this.
When you
going to
be ready, man?
Everybody on this
date.
Phone. I don't know. I gotta wait till he tell me the motor. Okay, watch this. I got pictures of every part of the car when I was at 131. I've been at 41. I got pictures all up on here. Every one of them pictures, Chuck standing right there looking at that car. I don't know why, but he know that song gun ain't nothing to be played with.
Hey, man, I don't know about the fuck you following me.
You trying to say Chuck
you following me?
He's looking. Because
I know I ain't following your ass.
Chuck, he called you a looker.
Man,
he didn't
Chuck
call you a looker,
man.
Chuck. He called you a looker. You are a looker.
It don't matter, Tim. I like to see fast shit. I just watch cars.
No, you like
cars.
To see that
so
long gun drop. That's long gun. You like
just
to see it drop.
Shit be, I tell you what, it's fucking more. Just tell me your shit be ready in May.
I don't know. I'm hoping it should be. I want to be right. That's why I took everything in. You know, and they do what they
you
want to do.
Right.
Hold on. I don't know. Hold on. Chuck. I never cuss out my engine builder, and he always give me a power plant that I know I'm happy with, and it do what it do. That's all.
I don't know what the fucking problem is.
I've got to be on my A game. I tell
everybody that all
the time. I took
a motor there in September, and I got it back in November.
Yeah, but you ain't making no horsepower. You ain't making no power.
I know, man. You're right.
Hey, man, anytime you watch it, you can go look at my car. I pull the front clip off. You see that little Minnie Mouse motor in there? Little Minnie Mouse motor. Shoot, you know I'm making power, brother.
Come on,
I make plenty
of it. You
don't
want to go there, Tim. You don't want to.
Not the whole book special.
You're doggone right now.
Just get your shit together.
I make power.
You told me you're going to race. I said, okay.
I did.
I gave everybody on this phone
my word. I'm going to run Chuck. I got to run Chuck now. And I told Kimo that. I said, Kimo, I can't.
Right.
I don't know why he over here talking to you. I said, I can't run you.
You
I got to start at the list.
Say,
I said, when you
but
told God me
damn,
you know,
man,
I
you
said, gotta, I
got to
start
you gotta, the list. You got, hold on, Tim. You got sponsors. You got a whole crew.
Ooh.
You got motherfucking tuners that come to you and shit. I ain't got none of that.
Oh, man.
What's your fucking problem?
I got power. I got Chuck.
Tim, you sound like you're talking to my forever about it, baby. You got to get this.
You know what it is?
What's your problem?
I don't worry about Chuck. I got to give him respect.
I'm doing my shit by my goddamn self.
That's not my fault, but I tell you this much.
I love this part. I didn't have to go very far,
ladies and gentlemen, on the phone. When the son of a gun left the gate, I turned around. As soon as it left again, I turned around. I said some stuff that I normally don't say. I'm going to be pissing on some brothers tonight. You can believe that. And I told you, man, come on, man.
Hey, you can say beef, and I'll say the word from you. You said you're going to be pissing on some niggas tonight.
That's what I told him. And I turned around, and I knew who I was talking to.
Who was you talking to, man?
All I got to do
is
get
on that
end, Jim. He said he's going to piss on Chuck.
Damn, how long you been holding that in, Jim Howe?
Just a little while, not too long, man. I told him before, I got a lot of respect for Chuck, but I got to be on my A game, and I'm going to be on it. I thought I was
on
the D.
Hold on. I take my motor to the same fucking engine builder. He give me my shit right back.
You got a lot of clout, Chuck. I ain't got that kind of clout.
I ain't got no motherfucking clout.
Maybe he don't put out as many motors as old Brook does.
Oh! I thought Chuck said he brought his motor to the same man and got his shit right back.
Well, you know he probably been up there looking.
I took my shit right up there to home, bro. You want the address and the receipt? And I got my shit right back.
Oh man.
Lord, have mercy. God,
wait a minute.
Wait a minute now.
I got a question for you, Chemo.
Wait a minute.
What is Chuck doing up here?
Oh, Brooks Motors.
What is he doing way up in Michigan?
Hey, Tim out.
Yeah.
I've been in more motherfucking shops in Detroit than you have.
Probably not, but wait a minute. You're probably right. I skipped one. I know what I got.
So guess what he did?
Watch it. He told me, I heard that a lot of guys be at you, Tim. I said, yeah. He said, I can solve that problem for you. Believe that.
Holbrook.
Well, man, not the Chris Holbrook.
That damn Chuck said he come up here and get a turnaround.
And guess what? Chuck didn't know that Holbrook was up here. He just know that if he makes a Tim motor run, I know
he's
the garbage I got.
Hey, Tim. I got one of his motor rods right now.
I can't hear you. Ooh. You went away from the phone.
Just
because couldn't hear
don't fucking know nothing don't mean I don't know.
I don't be looking because I got what I need. I don't need none of that.
I don't care what you got
over there like that. You're going to have to use it because you're going to have to ride when you whoop Big Red.
Oh, boy.
You're going to have to ride, right, brother,
man,
to whoop Big Red.
You know what, Tim? I know you like to talk.
I'm listening.
When you like to say, like when you get your shit ready, just call me.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I hope you have
your
super
dog. Chuck. Everybody on this phone, anytime I raced anybody or locked it, I kept my word no matter what. Everybody know that.
Yeah.
You're gonna get paid. If I lose, you're gonna get paid immediately before we even have a conversation. Like I said, I'm coming now. I got to be on my A-game.
The Ziploc bag.
Because I'm making some statements that people going to hold me to it. Hey, Tim, you told me you had to ride. Chuck had to ride to whoop you. He think he playing game. He know he going up to ride to whoop that song. He trying to lock in for what? I gave him my word. That is locked in. I gave him my word. I ain't like you guys playing games. I tell you, you can call Drag, you can call Donye, anybody. When I say I was on my way, I was there.
Chuck wants you to be on the way. You my friend, 100 grand, man. But
y'all really want to see him whoop me, but he wants to be on his A-game.
I just want to see y'all run. It ain't about who whoop me.
At 131,
you would have gone. Tim, I'm done.
Don't divert your
attention to me. Chuck is talking to you.
You should be at the track. You are a talk show host.
You oversee
these kind of things.
Talk to that man. That man.
I don't have nothing to talk to Chuck about. Only thing he gonna do, he gonna look over and say, "Good God Almighty, I got to ride tonight." That song of guns sitting next to me. Don't care nothing about him,
Shepherd.
I don't care nothing about him.
All I can say,
they know
that motherfucker Chuck.
Hold on. There's a whole lot of people talking about what they're gonna do and how they're gonna do that, and still get knocked out. Man, don't worry about that. I got the son of a gun coming, brother.
All I'm saying is,
the son of a gun is coming, brother. You can believe that.
Yes, sir.
It's coming. Some a gun coming, brother. You can believe that.
All I'm saying is Chuck keep jumping on his
Chemo, I'm going to send you some pictures. Look at this. Chuck standing right here. Chuck standing right there. Chuck said, you don't see no picture with me over there looking at Chuck.
I got to agree with you. You
get on their ass, Shepard.
You got your camera on him now. I got to agree with him on
Chuck
that.
Chuck know what he's doing. Chuck know that he got to play his game right. And he got the, he doing his
humble right now.
Hey,
hold on. He's studying himself. What he is doing is
all I'm gonna say,
Kimo,
with the bottom of my heart, that man got to ride to whoop that red song gun I got.
Well, we only thing we can do is wait for you to show us,
Kimo. He got to ride to whoop Big Red.
Well, I hope either of them fix that bitch for another variant come out.
I'm coming. I'm coming.
Yeah, damn. Yeah. Hey, Tim,
God,
that was a low fucking blow right there.
No, but watch this. That's true, but watch this. Not all the way true. I packed it up, and I was at Randy in them race. I was there. Regardless of the pandemic and all, I was there.
Hey, Tim.
Because you know
there.
Why? Watch this. When me and Chuck talked, I went to Chuck. Hold on, Chuck. I said, I don't want to get sick, Chuck. I can't afford that. Chuck said, okay. And he let me out. He let me out the race and the bet and all that. I said, okay, thank you, Chuck. We'll race right back when I get a chance. And then all of a sudden, I said, well, things look like they were getting a little better. I told him, I'm going to wear my mask. Y'all stay away from me because I can't handle all that. I'm too old for that mess. And next thing I know, I was at Randy Race.
Mm-hmm.
I was there, and an accident happened. It ain't the first. Chuck had an accident in his car before. Lil Kimo had an accident in his car before. Finally, the Big Red Bomber Gun had an accident. They want to ride my butt because I had that. I didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah, but, Tim, I'm going to keep it 100.
I didn't do it. You can't keep it no realer than that.
You told
I've been,
you
hold on. Kimo, I've been with me. Before you say something, every time I had a chance to race, I was there. Every time.
But
from 131, and I wasn't even
you,
there and sent
Tim,
the car.
Chuck, is
Chuck ain't telling me nothing. Chuck is just talking trash because the Big Red Summer Gun, when the first time we raced, it was there. It was there.
Yeah, but Chuck, man, you had your
I ain't
there,
got
like,
nothing
three,
to do with that, man. Hold on, watch this. Kimo, didn't you hear me? Watch this. Everybody know it. Everybody on the phone heard me. I'm out plowing snow. I'm doing it. I'm cutting grass. I do what I got to do. Money ain't the problem. I'm waiting on him to get the car finished.
Mm-hmm.
Get the motor finished. I just tell him, get me ready so when the season ready, I'm ready to go. I ain't got to run up and down the highway right now, and I have said this 100
right,
times. I'll say it one more time. I would rather come, and Eddie and them know, I said it. I'd rather do it at Big Sham's race, Big Drag's race, or Don Yates. That's what I told him. I told him that. I'm going to do it in my own backyard first. I'm going to pack Chuck's butt real good with
on
a little Minnie Mouse.
Shepherd on the road, baby.
I don't care nothing about them. They gonna have to go to whoop Big Red. Ready to go. I'm getting ready to tighten up now.
That's right.
You gonna hear about
Shepherd on the road, the motherfucking road.
And I can tell you that secret right there. If Big House or the big son of a gun or Clyde get quiet, guess what's gonna happen? They gonna say, "Uh-oh, where Tim at?"
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Chuck. Hello.
Hey, Tim.
Chuck home.
Tim.
Tim. I said that's what I like. I know you will.
Oh, I see.
But everybody want to know if I'm going down to Bobby Cole race. No offense to Bobby Cole. I just rather if I'm a race, I'm going to make sure we have some entertainment up here, too.
But you need to go down. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? Man, fuck these niggas up here. You do what you want with your car.
That is my desire to do the race up here.
You want to race everybody from everywhere. You could
I got to run Chuck first up here. Period. In the conversation. I ain't talking about no Bobby, Mike Hill, no offense to him.
Okay,
I'm
ready, but if you waiting on me to race at one of your events, then you waiting on the wrong motherfucking thing.
It don't have to be an event. I'm going to run up here.
Well, I'm just saying.
It don't matter which one we run.
I'm just saying,
did
dog. Would you shut up for a minute? Don't you think you got a bad-ass car?
I don't think nothing. I just know what I got to do.
Don't you think you got a badass cop?
Uh-uh. I don't know. Yeah, Timo told me I ain't got enough.
So why wouldn't you want to take that motherfucker, whatever the action is, and race somebody?
Huh?
Yeah. If you think you got a badass car, why would you not want to take it somewhere to race other people if you think you got a badass car?
I ain't cleaned up my backyard yet. My backyard got dog poop in it. I got to clean it up.
Man, your backyard got horse shit in it.
Damn. I got to clean it up. Damn, Eddie, I got to clean it up, man. I got to clean it up.
You got to clean it up. You got to clean it up, goddammit. The dog catching. Dog catching.
Don't worry. I am working hard, Chuck. I'm working hard to make sure it ain't no money shorted.
No. Hey, Tim, you couldn't turn it upside down and take it.
Hold on. Every time, everybody know the motto, everywhere that son of a gun goes, there's always a Ziploc bag. There's always a Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
Damn, who the fuck just did that, man?
Eddie?
Well, what I'm trying to tell, I'm trying to say this. I don't care about no Chuck. Chuck got to work hard to get this money. You can believe that. He got to work hard to get my money.
Mm. I don't like it.
Shepard
say ain't no freebies getting handed out around here now.
No freebies.
Hey, what's up, though, man? What's up, though?
Chuck, keep bothering me.
Chuck, come over here, man. Chuck, quack. I gotta ask Chuck a question.
Yeah, shit.
What's up, go, man? Chuck is bad ticket to me, man. Nah, y'all did. Chuck must have checked it out of the land, so.
You got that big phone gun boy and bullshit. He letting them know.
I don't care. Don't care nothing about him. Knock his lights right out.
Eddie.
Oh, man.
Not Eddie.
I'm trying to figure out what in the world is he doing up at my end of the MacBook.
I don't know, but he got it motor back before you, so I think your engine would be able to favor him.
Well, he didn't have it wrong, I guess. I don't know.
Can you hear me now, Eddie?
Yeah, you hear you now?
Yeah, hey, I've been talking, but goddamn, you muted my mic again.
No,
I was trying to explain the symptoms, but you can hear me now.
All right. Hey, Eddie, you ain't got to take that.
Y'all gonna say this? Y'all eating it? Hey, Chuck.
Go ahead,
Ben. I'm gonna ask you again. You mean to tell me what you say? Tim, I got in the back of your jaw.
Horse crap.
You got horse shit.
Damn. That is so disrespectful.
Not. Somebody got to clean up the dog shit. He got horse shit back there.
What I was saying, Tim,
and I want you to hear this. You hear me, Tim?
I hear you.
Okay, look, I ain't no big name racer. I just like to race wherever I go.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? I ain't got no super fast car. It's okay. I just race wherever I go. That's all.
Do what you say.
You can do the same shit. I'm not going to wait on you.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go find me a little guy down south.
I was going to lock him in and race, and they asked me a question. They said something about the big son of a gun. And he said, I heard that name. You talking about the car that ran Chuck? I said, now, they don't know nothing about me. They talking about Chuck. Ain't no Chuck.
I don't have that kind of name.
I go to the South.
It's just wherever I go.
Chuck.
wherever I go, I just race and I just fuck around with a lot of people. That's all.
I understand that, Chuck. I understand.
Shit, that's it. You know, I race them. I bet with them. It's no big thing. I ain't got that kind of name. I damn sure ain't got one of the faster cars. So I'm just a peon. I'm just trying to get a little nut. That's all.
Yes.
Mm.
You know.
Good report.
Uh-huh.
Good report.
Uh-huh. I mean, that's it. I mean, fuck. If you
that
don't
ain't
race, ain't
shit
up here,
heard
so.
On the radio show in my life.
Good report on that slow.
Nah, I'll fuck Junior up right away. All you got to do is say
something.
Man. Oh, man.
Not in Motor City Junior.
Oh,
but I'm
man.
Just saying,
I've been holding that in, Chuck.
Junior, I've been telling you that shit for years with your scary ass.
And he ain't responding? Where's
Kimo
at?
Man, I beat the hell out of Chuck opening day.
I'm just saying, man. Fuck that name shit, Tim. You got a fast motherfucker.
Opening day, 131.
Opening day,
131.
Backyard,
right
here.
What do you think?
You
hear
what Junior just said?
No.
Opening day. Because you're not listening, Chuck.
No. Other people were talking. What opening,
opening
day?
Opening day, 131. Me and you, Chuck.
Dang. What day, Junior? What day is it?
I don't know. Opening day. We'll figure that out. It ain't tomorrow.
Date, motherfucker.
Oh, I had to look it up.
Oh,
I ain't even looked it up. Me and Leon didn't have an exact
date. Hey, you supposed to grab a hold of me.
I might be able to make it.
Cool
it's a really
crap. April 23rd.
Oh, I'll be down south already.
He knew that.
Yeah, well, I know. I know, Tim.
April 23rd is not opening day in Martin, Michigan. It ain't never
open
up.
Y'all lying to me.
I said 131.
Somebody tell me a lie.
That's what I'm saying.
They
say
have, hold on. Each Saturday is the 9th, 16th,
23rd. Hey, Junior, I'll do your ass on the 9th.
There you go.
Fucking
Junior.
Man,
Junior
fell out, man.
I'll do your ass
out.
On the 9th.
Get out, Junior.
I got another call, guys.
I could be at Martin on the 9th, Junior.
Now watch
this, Junior.
Look at this, Chuck.
All right, Chuck.
You
good
giving
luck
me
out
a
there.
Hard
be
time.
Be safe. Shiny side up.
Okay. Hey, Chuck, you be giving me a hard time.
Let me know how your
I'm
test
the only
goes.
One representing Detroit. Me and Clyde and James Black, we're the only one representing.
No,
let me
clarify that,
so
Tim. Let me clarify that, Tim. Like I was saying on Kimo show.
Outside of
no,
our backyard.
No, Tim, hold on, Tim. You was. Right now, the only motherfucker representing Detroit is James Black.
Right. I said it was me and James Black.
In the last year, the only person that represented, well, no, I ain't going to say that because that'd be a bad statement. But right now, the only person going to Bobby Cole race to represent Detroit is James Black.
Black. Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
So, don't put your ass in that class if you ain't in it.
I'm going to put it in there because of this, Chuck. When we were racing the big son of a gun, who was trapped and who was
shit.
Doing what we doing?
Man, what you done last year don't mean shit.
Oh, man, not the Johnny Jackson.
And Junior don't want to recognize.
2 miles, I race way more than you ever.
Wait a minute.
Hip races more than any of them. And you're putting yourself up there.
Chuck said that
Tim,
it don't matter.
That
so
old
guess what?
Shit
is
so
words.
Who are you talking to?
That old stuff don't matter, Junior. Pay attention.
Tomas, you're the one talking.
Hey, you know what?
When
they really started this shit and it was really going on from state to state, it's always been, what have you done for me lately? So all that
oh, man, not the Janet Jackson.
Year, all that shit that happened last
Tim
year.
Tim didn't race last year.
It's what you
no,
going to do.
No, it got tore up last year. So that
yeah,
just
you
didn't
get tore up until August, Tim.
I but told not you
like
guys,
a, like,
wait a minute, hold
hey,
on.
Hey,
I'm telling you this one more time.
No matter what the reason is.
Junior, Junior, no matter, wait, hold on.
No matter why, no matter your daughter.
How can you give me a hard time and your teammate?
I was just letting you know you're putting yourself in an elite.
You
want to
give me a hard time?
You're not talking about me, brother. Who is your teammate?
And the last time you raced, I beat your ass twice. Out of your three races.
Damn,
Watch this.
Damn Junior.
The rabbit only got 4 feet, and he been having a rabbit's foot all the time. And out of rabbit's feet. One thing about it, if I get back up to that, means I ain't scared of you.
Hey, Chuck.
Now I'm dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, did Junior lock you in?
Nope.
No.
Oh, okay.
That's normal, man. That's normal. I ain't messed it up. All you got to do is recruit. Right now, get regrouped. Yeah, you was hoping. That's what I'm telling you about y'all. Y'all be hoping and praying that the man, somebody come in to interrupt. That's what you do for chemo all the time. I don't care nothing about you.
You didn't,
oh,
you didn't, you did, he ain't in the rug when I told you you got the back tire, and I clear you at Randy.
Hey, Big Eddie, I told him the same thing. The man told me, lock in. He going crazy. Lock in. I'm going to beat you, Bobby Colray.
Thank
I get
you.
Ready to lock in for Bobby Colray and locked his behind in. He started talking about, Junior said, I could only work on one car at a time, Tim Howell, so he's not going to bring the car.
Ooh,
I said, okay. Then I said, he said, lock in, Tim Howell. Lock in, Tim Howell.
Come on,
last. I said, okay, hey, hold on, man. I'm going to run Junior at Lapeer. We went right up there and we ran. We got ready to lock in. We was over at the Milan. And we got ready to run
now,
over there.
Do you want the back tie and clear at Randy Ray?
Talking about what you did with
do you want the black
we
tie?
We talking about what
have
you done? When you get that oil pressure,
hey, Tim,
you can talk
Tim, don't,
and brag
hey, Tim, don't,
and get
I got it,
cocky.
Motherfucker.
I told you again. I'm running
you
Chuck. I got to run Chuck. I don't care
Chuck.
If
okay.
you gave me the whole
okay.
quarter. I'm not going to run you. I'm going to run
okay,
Chuck
okay.
first.
You gotta run
I gave
Chuck.
My
okay.
word. I ain't going to do like you've been lying for 10 years. I ain't going to do it.
Tim Howell.
Hell.
You can't. You can't call my name. Hold on.
Hey, man.
It ain't a person on this phone ain't seen Big Red. Everybody has seen Big Red.
Hey, I'm gonna say this, and we bullshit now, but I'm gonna be for real for just a hot second. All the shit went on last year. That's old. It's 22 now. We all starting off fresh. Ain't nobody did shit this year. Let's worry about this year. Because last year is gone. We can't bring it back.
Gone. Yeah, I like that.
Who won, who tore up, who crashed. All that's in the past now. We got to move forward.
Leon,
do you think you can convince Tim House to take the back tire and let me clean? Well, Chemo, I'm gonna say this, Chemo. Only problem you got, Chemo, and I ain't knocking you for it. You trying to wait too late to race? It's wintertime still. We figure out winter month, and you want to race in August? No, hold on. I know it, Chemo. Listen, I know it. But I'm just saying, Tim House ain't finna wait till no August to fix this car, Chemo.
Okay.
I
give him the back tie and clear him in June.
Why you need all these Junes and Julys and August? Soon as I get the car finished, I'm gonna try Chuck. then I might decide to try.
Okay.
You.
All right.
But even before you, Chemo, I'm going to go back at Junior one more time. He whooped me again. He whooped me again. I got to go sit down. I'm going to go sit down. That's all.
Okay.
That's your teammate. Don't get in the way, Chemo. Go sit down somewhere. You ain't waited all these years. Sit down. Relax. We got to do
this. You ain't doing nothing but running your mouth. Chuck on here talking. God.
Don't worry about Chuck. Don't worry about Chuck.
God, you sure don't want to get smoked, Tom.
Well, you're talking good, Chemo. You're talking real good. So is Chuck. The son of a gun is on the way, brother. You can believe that.
Whole lot of capping on this motherfucker.
Hey, Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Man, you a motherfucking talk show host. Who the fuck is going down to Memphis from Chicago?
The people, man. The people.
Come on, man. I need some motherfucking names, man.
I need some names, man. From Chicago, who going down there? Pete?
You supposed to be on your motherfucking job, chump.
Hey, man, I don't live in Memphis, man. I live in Chicago.
You supposed to know this shit.
Hey, Chuck, can I help you, Chuck? He might need that.
Yeah, you can help. Please help me out.
I know. I know. Chuck, Donnie, Tay, Leah, Vic, Three Love, who else I'm missing?
Double D.
Who I'm missing, y'all?
Double D.
Who else I'm missing? Some of the medium guys I don't remember all the names. I don't know. I ain't heard.
You ain't put
forth
Zay.
Zay
going second.
Yeah, Zay.
Are they taking the little brown?
I think Cal City Cal's going.
The little gold Malibu.
Yeah, Cal. Yeah.
Tidy Bowl. I don't care if Tidy Bowl. I don't care if Tidy Bowl don't race nobody. Tidy Bowl go and support. He takes his cars down there. So I'm going to throw Tidy Bowl in there, too. I don't know if Herb them taking any of their cars or stuff like that. And I ain't heard nothing about Vons them if they taking any of their cars down there. But
I'm back.
It's a pretty nice group of guys in the guys from Detroit. I know Jay's back going down
there.
He got some races locked in.
Nephew taking his car down.
C-King taking his car down.
He named all the people that named Chuck, so what?
I want to know. I just want to know who's going, and then I'll find out they racist way I'm going to bet my money.
Okay.
I wish we could have had a list of all the cars that is going with their cars, and we could have made us a nice little list, and we going down there for, you know, y'all can say the Chicago, Indiana, or we can say the North. The North going down there and go to work. But them all the cars that the people that I know is going, you know. Oh,
yeah,
Freddie to the West
one,
side. Freddie, too.
From Detroit.
Oh, thank you.
Shit, I'm going.
Shit, nigga.
Well, y'all more, I'm gonna help you, Eddie, if I said that. Y'all more welcome to get voice all the opinion while going to ask it.
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
I'm just asking. I'm going to be down in Chicago. I don't know what that nigga talking about.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
Yeah.
I just ain't mad at man. I just ain't carrying the back half with me. I'm going, though.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you know you going with a fifth. We know where you going.
Already?
Oh, no, that ain't right, man.
He be there, but he has his shit with him. You know what he do?
Hey.
Ain't no secret.
Yeah, I'm stopping when he learning that.
Yeah.
Hey, and I'm all done. I'm going to have a fifth in my cooler, and it's going to be some strawberry daiquiri in there. I'm going to have some daiquiris in there. I don't know if they're going to be sold or not.
You're going to have a little bitty.
Don't forget them strawberry.
All I
got to
say is one person that definitely deserves Chicago in the house is Bobby Cole, because he damn sure come up here and support.
Well, we don't. Hey, we don't do nothing else. We always support Bobby, because Bobby come up here and support up here. So, you know, and we have a good time at his race. So we're gonna do what we gotta do at his race, because he have a good race, and we enjoy ourselves. I know that much.
He throwing a good race. He got it at a good venue, and it's gonna be a lot of motherfuckers there. Mm-hmm. So why not?
Yes,
so,
man.
Them turkey necks. That smoke gonna be in the air. All kind of smoke.
Ooh, wee.
Oh, shit.
Smoke. Hey, Madman, stay your ass away from my trailer with your smoke.
Y'all made it back to you. Kiss the whole cookie, goddamn.
In short time. Hey, we gonna be getting it on.
Hey, bro, Eddie.
I'm gonna hang out with
Lee. Hey, bro, Eddie. Hey, bro, Eddie.
Huh?
I got a question
for
you. I noticed that Chuck asking questions about who's going and all that. He doing an awful lot of looking. I'm trying to find out, is he just looking or is he trying to hit on the bottom feeders or what? Because I know he's doing a lot of looking.
Hey, how can you call somebody a fucking bottom feeder?
No, I didn't call you a bottom feeder.
You called me a bottom feeder, but see, you calling people a bottom feeder, and
that's
they might Kimo just only be able to
Kimo
do
call everybody else.
So why did you call them a bottom feeder?
So Kimo did it at the regulator racing.
Look, I'm
you
not talking
do
about Kimo.
Just
because Kimo did it,
you can't do
that means you gonna
do
it.
It must be a mystery thing, huh? Must be a mystery thing.
They not bottom feeders.
Hey, hold on. I thought that was what
they name was. You know what I'm saying? You should never call nobody no fucking bottom feeder.
I'm not calling them bottom feeder.
Hey, man.
Hey,
man. Hey, hold on. What the fuck wrong with them?
I ain't calling nobody a bottom feeder. I'm Kimo. And it's been all.
Say it, Tim. Don't repeat that shit.
Chuck,
don't
Chuck,
call
you are not on the morning show.
They've
been letting this man get away with
man,
that.
Man, y'all just need to go on the line.
They my ass, man. Just because a motherfucker said you jump off the bridge, you won't go?
Well, nah.
Man,
he'll go now.
Be your own man, dog. That's what I'm telling you.
That you're not privileged to know about. And if this is the case, you are absolutely setting the precedent that I like. Why is he getting away with calling people bottom feeders and don't nobody say nothing about it? Because
But you know what? You take that up with Kimo. But you shouldn't be
that
shit because you might be calling
Chuck.
I don't even like to
call
people
Chuck,
the small guys.
Let me ask you a question. What would you call a man that stand there and talk to the ball? Because that's all I'm going to have to deal with. Because Kimo don't listen. He ain't got the brains of a cabbage.
Chipper. Hey,
and
man.
I got to deal with
Come on, Tim. You know Kimo is a shit starter, and he's been doing it forever. So what's the fucking difference? Just because he say it don't mean you have to repeat it.
We should all tell him.
Because you know what?
Shepherd.
The stupid shit Kimo face.
It's okay.
Makes you
dumb. It's the only thing that. Oh, hold on. That's the only thing get through. The stupid stuff. You talk intelligent. They
but,
don't.
Come
on.
But,
you talk with Kimo. If Kimo can get away with it,
like
I'm going to get away with it. I'm going to get. If Kimo get away with it, I'm going to get away with it.
Oh, Shepard,
I gotta do that. Kimo,
you can't
love
Shepard.
He gonna destroy
everything
feeder.
You say,
Shepard. You stop it now.
You know?
I got to do it, Chuck.
Shepard, you stop that. You little bottle feeder. You little bottle feeder, you, Shepard. You stop
and
that.
And everybody laugh and giggle about it, and it's funny. I'm going to do the same thing. Got to.
But they didn't laugh and giggle with you, Shepard. They didn't laugh and giggle with you.
No, Shepard, you stop that now. I don't like to get talking like that.
Getting tired of
you got to come up with your own saying, Shepard. You got to come up with your own saying.
They get on the show and giggle and laugh and show out, and everybody giggle and laugh. When you come on, you say something serious. Other people don't accept that.
Oh, Shepard, you sound like you lonely. Somebody going to make you happy one day. It's going to be okay.
One of these days. I tell them all the
time. Come on, Shepard.
I don't worry about it. I'm not. Hold on, Chuck. Are you trying to prey on bottom feeders or what, Chuck?
Good
I'm
God
not calling
my...
no man on the phone the bottom feeder.
Now, I don't like this.
I don't
Shepard,
call
don't like
nobody
bicycle.
No bottom feeder,
Tim.
I just figure yeah. just some people can do what they can do. That's it.
Well, Chemo ain't did nothing. That's the point. What has he done in 10 years?
Man, fuck
but you
Chemo.
Taking his joke. You taking his
why,
joke.
Why
you taking his joke and running
Chemo.
With him.
Yeah,
I don't need
hold on.
I don't need Madman's help. I said it. Chemo been saying it for almost 2 years now. Ain't nobody said it.
Get out of there,
Tim,
Madman.
Tim,
man.
I know what you mean.
Yeah,
you need a friend. I'm there for you, Tim. You need a friend. I'm there for you.
I don't need it.
Hey,
I'm
hey,
not going to let y'all get away with this now.
Hey, Tim.
If you want to hold me to that standard, he ain't,
hey, Tim.
He ain't doing nothing.
Hey, Tim.
773-7469, you're Michael.
Hey, Tim, ain't you a pretty smart guy?
What's going on, Big Eddie?
But you ain't showing.
Got the money? Oh, God, no.
Damn, who was that?
Somebody has to drink it some motherfucking Budweiser.
Hey, man.
I'm
hanging up, man.
You need to ban him, man.
Hey, somebody go with a Shepard off and take him a piece of cake because he need a piece of friend. He need a friend.
No,
need a friend.
I don't need none. I just
friend.
Want you guys to
how many
of
us have been?
There's a point and a level. Y'all keep letting it happen.
When we can depend on.
He talking about bottom feeders.
Hey.
Been hearing it for 2 years. Chuck just ain't been on the phone to hear it. And everybody laugh and giggle. Then when the time comes and it's brought up and on this show, all of a sudden, oh, well, you shouldn't say that. He shouldn't say it anyway.
We sorry,
Tim.
Hold on, Tim. Are you scared of Chemo?
He should have more respect.
Are you scared of Chemo?
Nobody.
Are you scared of Chemo? Are you scared of Chemo? Are you scared of Chemo?
No, I don't care about no Chemo.
Well, why didn't you stop him?
I did. And guess what happened? Everybody giggled and laughed, and he thought it was the funniest thing in the world. But on the show today, everybody want to back up now because you said it was. Hold on. Listen to this, Chuck.
Yeah.
Can you tell me to be quiet the other day, just today, and I shut up? Listen to this. He got away with it. Everybody laughed and giggled and thought it was funny as can be. Now you come on here and you condemn it. Now everybody want to say, oh, yeah, right. Jim House, you should have said it.
It's a different day. It's a different day. It's a different day.
If they think it's funny,
it's wrong.
Then it's funny. I just don't think it's cool.
Then I said it, so it's still funny.
I don't
funny.
Think it's
it
cool.
It was funny on the back line and on the morning show. It's funny now.
It's going to be okay. Come on down the body race.
Yeah,
let me take
you
to the
show.
It's going to be okay.
You the bear of this show, man. You the yogi bear of this show.
The yogi bear.
The boo-boo. You more like the boo-boo bear.
That motherfucker
more
like
the
boo-boo bear. Oh, there you go. Damn people.
He ain't stealing no picnic basket. He just stealing chicken. He ain't stealing the whole picnic basket.
Tell Eddie to hire back Nephew so we can have a decent show again.
One more thing,
Nephew gonna get on your ass about that shit, man.
Hey, Chuck, let me show you one more thing. Why he come on here talking about he wanted to run Nephew.
Tim, it's gonna be okay, Tim. It's gonna be okay.
Y'all gonna like this. Y'all gonna like this. He came on here and talking about he wanted to run. He wanted to run nephew with a twin turbo big block Chevrolet, but then he don't want to run Brian Henderson. Brian, that white boy get up and run his behind. Get up,
well, I call that a smart man. I call that a smart man, Tim. He know what lane to stay in. That's a smart man.
I don't call that nothing.
That's a smart man. He know what lane. As long as they were picking on you and got you mad, he doing good.
Man, I can't tell you this. Ain't too many motherfuckers going to run up on Rand.
I'm just asking a question.
Nephew know he ain't can't run with that.
Motherfuckers getting their motherfucking lane fucking with Rand.
No. I'm going to run who
hey,
I think
Tim,
I
it's
going to
be okay. When you come to Memphis, I'm going to let you hang with me.
Right.
You hang with me in Memphis.
Hey, Madman, I'm going to hang out with you, too. That way we both can get something to eat and Tim can pay for it.
Yeah. Now, last time it was when we were still.
Hey, Madman, tell him don't show up here. Nephew
got a motherfucking car.
We've been telling Chemo for the last 2 years.
There you go, Chemo. You love Chemo. Every time I come out your name, it got to do with Chemo.
Chemo
Jordan.
Chemo just came on his phone and drawed on
you got
on,
it, you got
nephew.
It, man.
He came on and drawed on
and
nephew.
You heard what Leaky Leon told him. Ain't nobody taking no draws that come in August. You got to wait till later on. You heard what Leaky told him. So leave the man alone, Tim. You'll get him in.
He don't leave nobody alone. You always guys want to protect Chemo.
Hey, Tim.
I'm listening.
Can you hear me, Tim? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm right
okay,
here.
Okay, I want to say something to you.
Okay.
You know, I don't be on the phones a lot. But
that's right.
You got
that's
a
right.
Obsession with Chemo.
You know why? I'll tell you why. If you go up and say, this man is a
shit.
You say he's a shit, but the man can't rebuttal that, Chuck. I like what you just
Tim.
Said, but you're
hey,
wrong,
Tim.
Because if that
hey,
is
Tim, have you been on edibles? Have you been messing with some edibles, Tim?
No.
Go ahead, Tim. Go ahead.
That's what he is.
If he ain't got oil pressure, he ain't racing nobody. He come in and he said it. I'm going to be trying to get the bottom feeders. That's what we're saying. And everybody,
that's all I'm saying,
Chuck.
Hey, Shepard. It's not that you're obsessed with him. You sick of him always drawing on the bottom feet is not to have a car to run him with. That's what bothers you.
Yeah.
It's not that you're obsessed with him.
Been over
every
and
day
over
he comes
and
on,
I'm
he's drawing on somebody.
He don't even answer the question.
Chemo is the best man that he ever know. There's no way he can let Chemo go. No way. It's not that you're obsessed with him. He just sitting there always coming on.
Man, that shit is suspect. Yeah, dog.
He been bringing his car to He ain't playing.
I know exactly what to do.
He's staying.
I'm going to go get a little voodoo
you,
dog.
For you.
Get me
pins
and get me
Chemo.
Money. I got... Hold on. Hey, I got a quick question, Money. Money, so if you can sing that song about, Tim House, then what can you sing about every time I turn around a motherfucker talk about sweeping out a trailer, some shit from 10 years ago? Why motherfucker can't let me go? Why you can't sing that song then? No.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I'm not living without them.
Goddamn it.
Why you ain't singing, goddamn it?
Hey, thank you. I couldn't think about it until now. Now I got to think up another one.
I know this, goddamn it.
If I ever
want to
be
president,
I'm
going to
piss
Tim
House off.
For real.
What'd you say, so if you ever want to be relevant, you're going to piss him out.
Hey, Money. But once again, it's not it's the person. You get what I'm saying? Some people, some people are accepted with the bullshit that they bring, and other people is just a messenger. Period. So this shit is all favoritism, bro. That's what the fuck it is. It's favoritism.
Yes.
Oh, favoritism. Oh, yeah. I want to say one thing. Happy birthday to Big June up in heaven today, y'all. Happy birthday, Big June.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, birthday, Big June.
Happy birthday, Big June. Yes.
He showed us all the trick shit down here in Mississippi, down here in Lexington. He showed us all the trick shit how to beat y'all.
Now, when we do this on the morning show, we can't get
it's
that kind
okay,
of instruction.
It's going to be okay, Sharon, on the morning show.
What you saying, Chuck? Come on. If the same people are on the same show, what's the difference?
Because
everybody don't have access to the morning show. You got a lot of people listening.
That's right. I don't get all these folks on the morning show because we ain't got no construction over there.
You wrong for that, Chapman. You hurt me, man.
I don't get on the morning show every now and then, but... All I see, somebody got a motherfucking obsession with somebody, and that's fucked up.
Watch this, Chuck. What about you? Every time Chuck get on the show, they call Chuck. What about Tim House? What about Tim House? What about that bitch? Sound like you got an obsession. I'm coming.
It seems like you got an obsession.
If they call Chuck,
hey, man.
Chuck coming.
Hey, do me a favor, somebody. Go by Tim House's house and get all the sheets and all the guns, because he's going to kill himself. Get all the sheets.
Hey, Tim, ain't nobody going to call me until somebody say my name. Now, who brings my
name?
I didn't call your name.
Because he was gone before the light went green. He was gone before the light went green. That's why you didn't call his name.
Hey, man, hold on, y'all. I just got a text, man. And they said, what's the morning show number? I'm gone, man. I'm out of here, man.
Oh, man. 1-800-call Tim.
Oh, Lord. Shepard, you hurt me now, man.
I'm sorry, Stokey, but I'm always trying to keep it real, whether it's right or wrong.
You're going to keep it real. It's like when you bought Post Out Joe that food. You're going to keep it real. You're going to
keep it real.
But
you guys noticed something. Watch this.
Hold on. What did Bad Man just say?
They said if you want to get rid of foolishness, ignore it. Look, you hear Chemo?
Ignore it.
Where he at? I'll run his butt off the phone.
You just bring his name up every five minutes.
Hey, Tim. Pro Side Joe knows you was a man, too. That's why I say this meal's on you, Joe.
I got rid of him.
What? Oh, come on. Say it ain't so, Madman. Say it ain't so.
Yeah. He wanted to be a fan. Man. He got treated like a fan.
Hey, bro, stop. Hey, I'm your friend. I'm Tim.
Okay, huh, Tim, handle this deal.
God damn, don't say that.
Wow.
Take care of these ribs. Hey, take care of these
ribs. God damn.
Nick, then, I'm going to tell you the sad part about it. Later on that night when he got hungry, he was stealing chicken with me.
Oh, Lord.
God damn.
Hey, Chuck, I hope you ain't picking on them little guys. I hope you don't, I won't call them bottom feet. I hope you won't be picking on little guys.
No, Tim. I'm going to tell you one
Tim,
year.
I don't pick on nobody.
Me? No, don't, because I say Chuck. I say, Chuck, what Tim out? He say he's scared to come this way because I'm here. Joe,
this
is
trying to pick that's picking on me.
Here.
That's Tim, picking on me, man. That's picking on me now. That's picking on me now. Hey, if I gave a man my word, he ain't gave me a chance to lie. See, that's the problem. He ain't gave me a chance to lie. But he just keep picking. I keep telling y'all. He already know what's going to happen. He keep picking.
Hey,
he don't see what he's looking for.
Hey, Tim.
He can't get what he's looking for.
Hey, Tim. I don't even come on the morning show till somebody calls me.
Okay.
Don't call me when somebody opens their mouth and say my name.
You already got
so
the information.
If you say my name, I got the response.
I'm going to tell you what he said, Chuck. He said, I had Chuck up there. He said, Chuck gave
me
the back tie, and he heard me roar. And they think I know Chuck took off. What he
said.
You're exactly right, Madman. That's just what happened.
Yep. He said, he heard the big red sucker back there roar. And they didn't know he took off because he was scared of him. That was what he was saying now. That's what he said.
Madman, a motherfucking court reporter.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Watch
this. Either a man don't know what he's doing, or he's trying to get the heck out of there because he know he had to go. Boy, he gonna run out. I'll run.
Yeah, that's what he
tongue.
Said. He had to go.
He had to go.
Cause who was coming, Tim? Who was coming?
Chuck. He knew he had to ride, boy, to whoop that son of a gun.
Son of a gun is the man.
Well, when they running, and when that son of a gun Leon knocked it over in high gear, Lord have mercy. Got to come here,
Lord,
brother.
Lord have mercy.
That son going to ride now, brother.
Man,
get in high, man, I don't care
y'all
nothing about them. Watch this. You see, I don't care nothing about no turbo, boosted car. I run them all. I don't give a care who it is.
All right, that's all shit. Wait a minute.
What I told them all day on the morning show, the top of the list has Mr. Chuck's name right at the top of the list. Nobody else's.
You didn't say that over there, but we head over here.
You don't have another cop before we get this shit out.
I said it twice because I just told them just the other day. I'm not going
to
run.
That sounds good news to me.
I'm not going to run chemo first. I'm going to run Chuck.
Yeah,
Chuck just said, I've been telling you this for, Junior. I've been telling you this, but you got it for life. You got this for life. I said, okay, but I got to run Chuck first.
Hey, Tim, why are you mentioning Junior? Junior took a little three car and beat you three times.
That's
you shouldn't mention Junior.
I ain't satisfied yet.
Okay. I like that. You in the pain. I like you, Shepherd. You in the pain.
I like that. I'm not done yet. I ain't done yet.
Why are you talking about that than talking about that other dude you've been talking about all day?
Because I got to do what I got to do, man.
Yeah, you got to do it now, Shepherd.
You
got to do what you got to do.
One thing I can tell you for sure, they know the name of the son of a gun, bro. They know that.
So do. They showed up.
Let me take a picture of Chuck. There you go, right there. Here's another one. There's Chuck right here. I wonder why is Chuck pointing to the right lane and the left lane light on? I don't understand. Chuck pointing to the right lane, but the left lane light is on. I don't understand.
Yes.
Big son of a gun. Big son of a gun. Not son of a gun.
I didn't want to say that because they get mad at me. But boy.
Big son of a gun. With the hips.
He got some sexy big hips now. I got to tell you that. Son of a gun ain't too clean.
With the hips.
Got some hips on. That's dumb.
Now all you got to do is take Big Son of a Gun and keep it out the sand trap, and we're going to be right.
You right about it.
Man, Bobby.
Hey, Leaky did say it wasn't faster when he was hitting on the brakes, though.
Big Eddie and Uncle Larry was down at the other end. They was at the other end. And when Big Red came by there, they had the EMS down there talking about the guys might have had pneumonia. You come by there, man, the wind come by so hard, during that blew them out the dog
hey,
on
Tim chair. House. Hey, Tim House, if the big son of a gun was on the farm, what would he be called?
Called with the big nuts.
Big son of a bitch.
Wait a minute, oh.
Hey, man. I'll get shit out, man.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, yeah. That's,
Well, I'm glad you ain't talking about chemo no more.
No, I run him off the phone. He got out of here.
Okay. Good job, Tim. Good job.
And he was on my phone. I don't care. Him and Junior gone. I don't get tired of all
One more little Cindy.
Get that ass out of here, Tim. That's right.
I did. Wait a minute, I want to show you something.
Yeah.
They came on this show and talked about...
That's the gorilla.
Keep on mute, man. Talk flying out my ear and stuff.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Damn.
Put the plugs in your ear. You ain't going nothing in your ears no way.
Why did Junior come on here and when Chuck drawed on him, he come out.
Why your buddy Tim out still back there talking to
him? Hey, Tim, you sound real low, man.
No, you should have kept him low.
Okay, well, I'm back now.
He's really in the way. He's messing up the show.
I want to ask a dumb question because y'all don't want to answer my question. When Junior was on the phone with Chemo and Chuck drawed on him, he's not talking about the first week, and he don't know the dates, and then all of a sudden he slipped off the phone and gone. Chemo talked all the time.
Did you hear what Nikki told him? Nikki told him, we're not on here talking about no August race. We talking about these races coming up. That's why they gone.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's normal. That's the normal MO.
And you ought to be in the garage right now getting your car together instead of on here talking about what you're going to do.
I'm waiting. Uh-oh. I told him 3 or 4 times. Give me time to put the car back together. I'm ready. I ain't got a gazillion dollars. I'm not a millionaire. I already took the motor out there. I'm waiting on him.
Ain't no structure.
Hey, we going to leave that on the morning show. That don't belong over here.
We getting ready to talk. We're gonna start having structure over there. We're getting rid of that garbage. We're sick of that now.
No, you ain't. We're getting rid of you in. You in, Leon, you can go.
Yeah.
If you want to be with no structure, you can go with Tim and Big Red.
I ain't saying nothing, man. I just told you you had some mail, man.
We didn't have
Madman
on the phone today.
Just let you know
we
had
structure. We got rid of
Madman. I just told you
you
got some mail.
Structure.
Yeah, man.
Okay, Leaky, my bad. But Tim always looking for structure.
But did you like that mail, man?
I had it. Tim might be trying to send me some mail like that instead of talking about some structure.
We had it today. And Leaky told us to keep it that way. We had it that way. We had structure today, brother.
The only reason y'all had structure because I wasn't over there.
Exactly.
If I thought that y'all had real structure, I'm going to get rid of a lot of people that was over there.
Uh-oh.
You had real structure, man. You did. They had a good time today.
All right, Stoke. You better not. You're going to be the first to go, Stoke.
What happened?
They said it had structure on the morning show.
Hey, Shepard. You know what? Hey, I'm going to call you on the back line, Shepard, because you cutting up tonight.
I'm sorry. I don't know why man got a tattletale everything.
Sound like you've been doing the damn thing.
Oh, hey,
ho,
ho, ho, man.
whole lot of capping on this motherfucker.
Hey, I just thought about it. I got a question. Well, that ain't no question. It's just an answer. I'm going to give an answer. Everybody who's going down south, if y'all on the phone, if y'all got a picture of y'all's vehicle, send it to me. If you don't mind. All right,
I'm going down south, Lincoln. You know I'm going.
Well, send me a picture. I'm gonna put up a poster together, man. I'd like to see us.
I've been sending pictures out all day, man. Ain't nobody wanna do nothing.
When is the Regulator Racing gonna send you a picture?
They ain't going down south, Tim. They ain't going down south.
I'll be in Friday.
Hey, somehow, when is you gonna win a race against Regulator Racing?
Damn. I'm trying, Kimo. I'm trying.
You have to say that now.
I've got to tell the truth.
Yeah,
I told you, Kimo. Whether it's right or wrong, I'm going to keep it real.
God damn. I'm
going to keep it real.
A whole lot of capping on this motherfucker.
All right, man. I'm back. What I miss?
Kimo come back on it with garbage again.
You ain't miss shit, but there's a whole lot of man crushes on this bitch.
Hey, Chuck, let me tell you something, man. When I walk around in Detroit up in Michigan, I'm the hardest bitch up in the barnyard up here, brother. They know it, and they stay out the way, too.
Shepherd?
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to keep it going.
Okay.
Give me some pictures, Money.
I can't hear you, Chuck. Come on.
What up, Big Eddie?
Speak up a little louder.
What up, Big Eddie? My car ain't finished.
Didn't hear nothing you said, Chuck.
My earpiece. Hold on.
He didn't ask what the car finished. He said, if you're going down south,
what
send a picture of your car. That's what he said.
I said,
if you feel that way, if you feel you the big dog, you the big dog.
That's what I like to hear.
What up, Big Eddie?
Talking good.
I say, if you feel that way.
Who said that?
I do, because watch this, Chuck.
All I hear on this motherfucker is a lot of man crush on this phone. I don't understand.
But Chuck, I gotta admit, I was minding my own business. Even when Kimo attacked nephew, I didn't say nothing.
They said something about me. There you go.
Said something about me.
You did it again.
No, I'm giving you instructions and how I did things.
I don't need no fucking instructions.
But you made
I'm just telling you what I hear.
Okay, you hear that, but your opinion may not be warranted. We may not want to hear that.
Hey, we'll hang the fucking phone up.
No, I don't want to do that either.
Shit.
I'm no structure on here.
How your fucking opinion count more than mine? When they should be equal.
I'm just telling you what I hear. I didn't say that. No. You said they should be equal.
Were you telling me that you're bigger than me?
No,
so
I didn't
why
say
do your
that.
Opinion count more than me?
I said Michigan, man. I said Michigan, Detroit. That's what I said.
You ain't
said shit about
Michigan, man.
I did. I said, I walk around up here. I'm the hog with the big nuts up here, boy.
How was that if Junior knocked you down three times?
Oh, not a captain on this motherfucker.
Sound like you the hog that got castrated nuts.
No.
Castrated?
No.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me ask something, Madman.
Okay.
You raised Junior three times, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And you lost all three?
Yeah.
And you worried about me?
Yes.
That's some fucked up shit.
There's more to it.
You ain't quit yet, but you only raised me one time and
you
quit.
Nope, I ain't quit yet.
Hey, Chuck.
Okay, I'm just,
Chuck,
you know, you got me fucked up with this scenario.
If he go over Junior House and look
If we go over Junior House and look on the counter, he'll see his nuts in a pickle pill jar.
He commented on something. He ain't got no business comment. He ain't got no car.
So what did you
no
say, Kimo?
Oh, Lord.
I will stop Madman when he lying. I ain't stopped him yet.
Oh, okay. Damn, that's fucked up.
Junior said the next thing he's gonna do, he's gonna hit him where it hurt, make him bleed on out.
Hey, guess what? Then I'll leave you alone. I sure gonna say it.
Man, you got to bag off that shit, man. You got to worry about your own
Chuck, watch this. It is your opinion. You can't tell me how to run my operation.
All right, well, you want to be a dumb motherfucker, that's on you.
Guess what? That's what you call it. That's your opinion. I don't care nothing about regulator racing. Don't care nothing about it.
Okay, all right. Hey, I'm just
Chuck,
saying.
You know
yeah.
what's crazy? Chuck, you know what it is?
Yeah.
See, over here, we Josh nipping just enough to make him think he can win.
Mm-hmm.
And he nipping just enough.
See,
to make
why
him
are you complaining about it? Keep taking my money.
We're going to take it with a different car. You know, we
nah,
got a car.
Your junk ain't going to work. You shouldn't open your mouth. No,
we talking about the red.
No,
car.
I'm
we
talking about mayhem.
Hey, we
mayhem, then the turbo car. Now, if you don't understand English, maybe I'll speak it to you in Spanish, German, Arabic, something, because you don't seem to understand. You ain't comprehensive. That's the problem.
Damn.
Where that come from?
Got to comprehend just a little bit. Got to comprehend just a little bit. If I'm an ATM machine, take the money. If you feel that you can just nudge me out a little bit, keep doing it. And if I think I can do it, if not, I'll leave you alone. It ain't going to be no first time.
All I'm saying, Tim, we're going to test the other car.
Yeah, you can test your other car, do whatever you want to do. I'm going to run Mayhem first. I'll run that dog on Bloody Mary, the second one, and then we'll think about knocking your behind out. By that time, you being got a little time under the seat.
But can I ask where I fit in that?
Number one on the list, Chuck.
I mean, because at the rate you going, it's going to be cold again.
Chuck, I can't go no faster than what I can go.
Okay. All right. I'm done with it, Tim. You ain't got to say no more, Tim.
I've been telling you that for the
I just got you
times.
On the phone. I was just waiting on you to say something. But you keep, I don't know why it takes fucking 8 months to pick the car. But
okay. My name ain't Chuck. You should have told me.
Nah, see it.
And guess
Chuck
what? I'm
ain't got shit
I'm
to do with it.
You know what you should have did?
I don't know.
What you should have did is threw your motor over or whatever you had going on over to the side, put mine first. But he just probably went on and knocked you out because he knew you was from Chicago.
Well, I got a simple fixed motor. You know, I ain't got that shit you got. So. Yeah. And it wasn't nothing wrong with it. He didn't even have to take the vacuum cleaner and get the rocks out of my shit. He just
took
the head off and
put
some rings on it, and that was it.
I could have definitely helped you with that. You didn't have to take it to him. I could have told
you. But you can't help me when you ain't helped your motherfucking self.
I'm not going to do that. I got other things to do.
That's the problem.
I got other things to do. I got
see what I'm saying? You said you willing to take a vacuum cleaner and get the rocks out of my motor, but you ain't even took the vacuum cleaner and got your own rocks out.
How do I know you had rocks in your motor?
When I click back into, man.
I don't, but you said you had
rocks
man, in your
not
motor.
The Hoover. Not
so
the
you
Hoover,
should have
the
took your pictures and got them out. You ain't no dumb motherfucker. You know about cars. You can take the damn heads off.
Lord have mercy.
You see what I'm saying, kid?
I don't know nothing, kid.
No, you ain't no dumb motherfucker, kid. Tim, you could have took the head and got the rocks out the damn motor. And it probably wasn't nothing in there. And you did.
So you know what's so fucked up?
Your car went down the track and you turned your back. Leon down there in the motherfucking rock. His son run all the way down there and beat me down there.
Lord.
So you said he know he had the pen in there.
Yeah, hell yeah. That motherfucker Bruce beat me down there. Leon like, what the fuck happened? Bruce down there, I'm going to get my damn daddy. Tim done took his fat ass and turned around and walked the other way. Oh, y'all didn't know that though, did you?
Hold on, Chuck, your ass never made it.
It was 120 people down there trying to help Leon get out, and you wasn't even there.
Chuck, if I had a ran down there, I would have had to.
You'd have died,
EMS.
Motherfucker. Your fat ass would have died if you'd ran down.
So I went to go get your. I went and got the four-wheeler.
Hold on.
Tim ain't
making
it down
foot.
There, goddamn. We had the car back at the other end of the damn track. Well, he's seen it.
Damn, Chuck, you rough, baby.
I believe he wouldn't be
there. Hey, stop me when I'm lying.
That's what I'm saying. That'd be good. That'd be good. Man, I'm going on mute, man. Chuck on something else, man. I'm
gone,
man.
Jim talking that shit. I know what happened.
Man, I'm mad, man. This shit is crazy. Man, you don't like Jim talking shit? You that rough on? Shit.
Shit. Hey, Skin, I'm just telling
the
goddamn truth.
He say Chuck. He said Chuck could have brought down. He would have got the rocks out his back and cleaned.
Man, that's right. Shit, don't worry about my shit. I'm gonna get the back and clean it out. Shit.
Come on, man. Hope
you got one of them big industrial ones like I got.
Hey, Tim ain't no motherfucking dummy. He know how to work on cars. He could have took the heads off and got the rocks out. Instead of getting on Ag Ernie all day talking about some motherfucking rocks. Shit.
You know, if he would have got the rocks out, he had a flashback.
No, the only flashback he had was watching my car go down the track and let Leon go up there and try and kill his damn self.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Because they ain't pulled a goddamn pin out.
He
did the pin should have been pulled out in the goddamn chute. And then after that shit, then he wanted to fire Leon and let Brandon drive the damn car. It wasn't Leon's fault. It was his fault.
Damn.
Hey, wait a minute.
What the fuck I come back to? God damn.
No, that wasn't because Brandon never drove after that.
No, it was before him. He fired Brandon for a red light and put Leon back in there. But he was mad at Leon for locking in Cal.
That's after though.
Hey, man, what the fuck?
The sandbox was the last ride. That was the last ride.
All that shit before all that, Joe.
Yeah.
You talking about after that.
Yeah, the sandbox was the last
man,
ride.
I'm just telling you how it happened.
I'm going to tell you what happened. First, he locked in Cal City. Cal, Leon did. And really, Big Tim got mad and fired Leon and put Chuck in there. And Chuck was working with Regulator Racing and turned red for the Buried. And then he went back to Leaky. He said, well, I'm going to get rid of this son of a gun. And he got a pin in there. Yeah, Brandon. Brandon went red for the Buried. I be thinking about Chuck, too, because Chuck got up there, and he just took off. I don't know what he got scared of, but he just took off on time against the Buried.
Hey, man, wait a minute. You said the man said the sandbox was a little
against Big
much.
Red, and he just took off. You know, he seen Big Red back there huffing and puffing.
Hey, man, y'all wrong for doing Shepherd like this, man. Y'all know y'all wrong for this.
And then he hired Brandon in there.
Hey,
Brandon went red for the bread.
Dog.
But see, what he didn't know was Brandon was on the same team.
You know
team.
The fucked up part? That nigga, that big-ass, fat-ass Tim could drive his own goddamn car.
No, no. Last time he drove his car, he was trying to tear down a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And then he got to use a string to get in there. And Ray Glazer said you can't have that string in the car no more.
They told you that shit, huh?
Yeah, they the safety protocol, so you can't have that string in there no more.
Oh, wait a minute, hold man. Now y'all lying on Shepard. Y'all lying.
I found out why he almost ran over the Christmas tree. See, Shepard be in that car, and he getting there too early, and he be in there sweating and everything. And you know that ain't no good car. Got all them holes in the floor and shit, and that sweat went through and went up under that wheel and put him that way.
So what you saying? They lighting the car by drilling holes in it?
Yeah, got some holes
damn,
in it.
Man, listen.
Yeah.
God damn. Hey, Tim, why the fuck you ain't responding to what I said? Because I ain't lying?
I don't know. I just didn't listen.
Oh, yeah. I know
oh,
you know.
Shepherd. Shepherd. Oh, Shepherd.
But now, I'm going to tell y'all now. When we at the track now, I'm rolling with Shepherd because he's 350-pound all gorilla. I'm rolling with him.
Oh, Lord.
Man, Tim be looking at the damn food. He don't be caring about no motherfucking car.
I've seen too. You got no bitty mini bike to ride around on, too?
Ain't no mini bike in the world going to hold that motherfucker. What is you talking about?
That little mini bike you got, that little pull-three mini bike you got.
Man.
He got a bridge.
That's my motherfucking
that
buddy, but
do.
I know that motherfucker.
Hey,
he ain't getting on no mini bike.
When he go against Chuck, who you rolling with?
Man, no. Big son of a gun, so Chuck don't get scared and take off again.
I'ma hold you to that motherfucker in 2023 because that's about when he's gonna get the rocks out that bitch.
Yeah, it wasn't even a red light. The light wasn't even on yet.
Hey man, you say Shepard did what? Put the C3 on and damn near knock the tree on?
Man say Shepard went red for the bread.
Shepard. No, I'm gonna tell you, I went red for the bread. You ain't got to tell that motherfucker I did it.
Dude, that's what he did. Madman said you got scared because Tim out weighed 305 and went red.
I was going to run all over that motherfucker.
Hey, Madman.
Leaky was in there. Hey, Leaky cleared it out. Raw! Chuck heard that said, shit, I'm getting out of here.
Hey, Madman, I was gone.
Yo, what?
So you may tell me, Chuck wasn't looking at the tree. He heard that motherfucker's motor.
He heard that roar. That big 632 back there. That Hellbrook, whatever kind of shit that Tim out there, he got. That whole brook.
I don't know why Tim lying,
hey.
Y'all. He know he got his shit ready.
Hey.
He's just
hey,
telling y'all that shit.
Said, man, fuck him, skin. I went red for the bread.
Paid his ass right off, too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's why I had big respect for you, Chuck. I like that. Hey, Chuck.
The other team said you play off good too, Tim. They said you just getting that little brown bag.
Me and Chuck didn't have no DP, man. We just did what we had to do and get it done. We know we win a little.
Yeah. That's what the other team said. So you just got that little plastic bag and you just hand them that little money.
Yeah, I do. Hey, when Junior came over, he started laughing. And yeah, hold on, Junior. Hold on. Hey, pay the man. My man paid you.
But everybody know you honest, though, Tim. Ain't nobody ever said you weren't honest. We know you honest. You're the honest person on the telephone. Don't tell you nothing confidential, man. Y'all have a dirty wee-wee. Don't tell you nothing confidential.
mad man. What's wrong with you, man? God damn.
That's my buddy. Go tell my buddy. He can hang with me at the track anytime because he ain't going to tell nothing. And he down with it.
He going. Yeah, he's, yeah, but as soon as y'all get
hey,
back home, he's going to tell it all.
Madman.
Yeah.
Hey, why didn't, I know Tim big 300-pound man. Why didn't he do nothing when that lady told him he going to pay for that food or it's going to be trouble?
Oh, he wanted to do something, but he had the wheelchair man with him, and he was tired of running folks over and shit. He said, let the little chain slide. We get the next one. Clyde told him to leave that alone. So you're going to go over there and body slam pro stock, but Clyde told him to leave that alone. We bigger than that. Let him have that little $10 meal.
You mean to tell me that he was that stupid to pay for it, huh?
You know, Tim is a nice person, man. He's very nice and gentle, like a big old teddy bear.
Why should the old lady get caught up in
that? Why should she lose the money? Yeah.
That's why I paid her. I went over there. I was going to get my money. You can believe that. Five cents, let it go.
Hey, that was my first time meeting Tim. And Tim was standing up there, and he was getting his gamble on. He was betting a dude named Flop that I ain't never seen before. But Tim said his name was Tim said his name was Flop. So I said about 5 more minutes and let him keep on gambling, dude. I said, Tim, that ain't our Flop. Dude turned around and said, I'll be whatever you want me to be, long as you keep on gambling. That was Tim was coming out the pocket.
Oh,
it wouldn't bet number 20.
Man.
When that faded to the black came up there, Tim knocked his ass off of them little 20. But when faded to the black and Randy came up there, he came with them big old blue faces. Got all his money back and some more.
So at first they were ringing him like Yogi the Bear.
Yeah, but he got him in the end like Boo Boo. He got him in the end like Boo Boo though. He got him with them big faces. He was betting $500 and shit. He was betting shit I don't bet because I bet $5. He ain't betting $500. Really little side bet. He was betting little 20s. I don't bet any. I bet $5.
Madman, I told them they tried to get out of there. I said, hold on, man. Come on, wait, hold on. Now, hey, man.
Come on back here, man.
Then I went over to Cowboy. I said, hey, Cowboy, hey, do me a favor, man. Can you tell me where the security office is? He said, why? What's up? I said, man, my pocket's so full, I need a security. I need an armored car to get back to the trailer. I'm packed over here, boy. I tore they behind up.
And that was my fault because he was hungry. And instead of me taking him against her knee, I should have took him to that dark room and knocked him in the head, took all the little chain from him. But I took him over this paper where I see any people go there, finna go race their car. I let them leave me. All of them left. Went on up, and I said, come on, Tim. Let's go in and get these fools here. We ate chicken wings all that night.
And they weren't even people I knew. I don't know where them. What,
I didn't know them either, Tim. We did good.
God, all this man crazy.
They cooked good, too, though, didn't they, Tim?
Yeah, it was good. I ain't going to argue that.
Yeah. They didn't ask for no tip, no nothing. And we eased on the way. When they went to coming back, we eased on the way from over there. It was a good old day, though. Now they got cooks. They hiring cooks, and they got security on the cooks. You can't go steal nobody food, man. Everybody got security on the food. Then you got to watch them Chicago folks, because they got a food inspector running around. So tell you when you can cook and when you can't cook. They got a food inspector.
Damn.
Yep. But I'm going to let y'all Chicago boys know, when y'all be coming down to Memphis, I have a good time with y'all. Y'all make the party. That's one thing I can say about y'all. Y'all make the party.
Oh, it's going down. We've been down there less than a month.
I know it's dope. We park it in the same spot.
Man, we had a whole back motherfucker slot, but now that motherfucker sold up back there.
Have it sold up. And if Sham ain't giving away no cake, ain't no need of him even bringing no cake if he ain't got nothing to give away. Bringing something to just get a Bobby and Wish. That ain't going down this year.
It's going down, man. Going down at the Bobby's now.
Mm-hmm.
Going down at the Bobby's.
We're going to have where them good spaghetti's at. They got them good spaghetti's down there.
Mm-hmm. Turkey necks, oh, Lord. Potatoes and corn and shit in that motherfucker, man.
Oh,
shit.
And Lee got that fish and the wing going on over there.
Man, I can tell you.
Got to keep that money away, because that money be over there trying to eat up every damn thing. Got to keep money ass away.
Oh, goddamn.
Oh, man.
He been on that little hum around, trying to hum around.
You mad at me because I eat and drive off.
Yeah.
I'm going down there to Bobby's. I see y'all at Bobby's. I'll be down there.
And anybody want to bet against flop against Leaky Leon, y'all just come on over by me. I got $5. I'm betting $5 rolling. Y'all come on. And I got Nutty over James Black. With $5.
Who you betting on? You betting on flop?
Yep.
I want to know why.
And I'm betting with Nutty over James Black.
You don't want none of James Black.
Then James Black ain't beating nobody but the most old boy. Ain't been no real country boy.
You don't want none of James Black. I'm coming down there with that motherfucker.
You're going to be like, ooh, shit, I fucked up.
Is Flop driving against Leon?
Yep.
Oh, that's going to be good.
I told him to get off the gas, you know, because we don't want to put no space on Leon to get off the gas a little bit.
Ooh-wee. Ooh, you betting five on the race, and you
looking for Tim
out to
lock in.
You betting five on the gap?
Nah, we ain't going to gap him because we need him to get back up there again. We ain't going to gap him.
Oh, okay.
We just going to barely beat him. Freaking think he did something wrong to get back up there again. If Tim Alf did Big Son of a Gun together, he got the same race.
I don't want none of that trouble, man.
Sure appreciate it, because we really didn't want none of your trouble. We were just huffing and puffing.
I was in class one-on-one, and they said if you don't really think you can do it, just tell them. You don't want that trouble.
What classroom was you in then? Because you'd have been in everybody's class. You'd have flunked 101 so many times.
Skin 101.
Oh, okay. You over there in that class again. You took that class 3 times.
Somebody in the background is going crazy. Oh, hell.
One thing about you, though, Tim, though, you'll go to class and everything, learn and everything, and get on the phone and do the whole opposite thing that you learned in class.
I thought James Black and them folks came on TV today, man. I've been sitting
and
there
every
waiting.
Time a mechanic get on here,
You always ask the question. You always got to put that Buick in. Is it like a Buick? Is it like a Buick? And all them folks get tired of telling you, it's nothing like a Buick. Is it anything like a Buick? No, it's nothing like a Buick.
Decatur, baby. I like that Buick, man. I like that Buick.
Man, Ken, what you doing up at 11:50 your time? You gonna be in the bed.
Today is Friday, man. I ain't gotta go to work tomorrow. Get up when I get up.
Ain't no snowing either. You ain't gotta be doing no snow neither.
No. And it's been raining, so I can't do nothing with the grass.
Yeah,
I'm trying to be good.
So you taking the mittens off the pit bull and he ain't got no mittens on right now?
No, he ain't got no mittens.
Okay. See, Mark got a real pit bull. When it get cold, he put mittens on his pit bull.
She put down mittens here, on Mark,
when it get cold down here, get what we do for the pit bull. Us paying they damn dog house. He ain't getting no gloves on his ass. Gonna get some hay. Hey, man, who do that nasty stuff, man, burping on the phone? Man, you ain't got no manner, man. Who raised you, man?
Hello. Have motherfucking mercy.
No manner. Beat your ass, bitch.
I'm getting out the way, Eddie. I'm getting out the way.
That's just a nasty F&B. You ain't got no manner. I bet when you look here, you stay getting slapped in the mouth.
Damn, I'm a fucking wrecking this shit. Damn. Fucking told the whole thing now. Jesus.
Yeah, you was kind of had to stand in the corner all the time. Go stand in the corner. No, you can't have no stuff.
Lloyd Austin, Defense Secretary.
See, real black folk, they got manners. They don't do shit like that. You come from a one household, that's what it was. You had to pay the bill at 9, and you had to help with the rent money. 9 or 10.
That mad man is going crazy.
I mean, you couldn't go to school to get an education. You had to go to work with the bill. Paw was gone with nobody else. And both of them gone, man. If they have grandma, because she only got a little shit. My grandma would have beat their damn ass if you made them kind of noise. Yeah. There's nobody else but your sisters. Everybody else was gone. So grandma to beat your ass. You been burping on the phone and shit like that. They don't play that shit.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's not me, so I'm out the way. Man got it.
Yeah.
Dang.
But you know what they say, make you burp like that, though. When you be bent over the wrong way and something going in, you be burping like that.
Oh, shit. Low.
Maybe like you're almost throwing up, you know. That's why they be burping like that.
Well, what about the hemorrhoids, man? What about the hemorrhoids?
He don't care about that. He put a band-aid on, he gone about his business.
Oh, Lord, have mercy, not the roids.
He want the roids and the gargles. He's like gargling. He like gargling. That's why he doing it. See, there you go. Little pig. A pig in a blanket all the year. We need him on the morning show. We'll wear his ass out on the morning show. He'll be crying when we get off his ass over there. We put baby on his ass. Ooh, yeah, we put baby on his ass, too.
Man, what baby is tonight? I ain't heard baby tonight.
You got them old styles.
Hey.
You got them old styles in the car.
Hey,
you know they're fucking up people's lines and shit too. Goddamn baby. Hey, what they got to say about Westbrook tonight? Westbrook called him to win the game tonight. He stole the goddamn ball.
Ain't nobody give a fuck about Westbrook.
Trash.
He went trash tonight. He got Eddie got a triple double while LeBron was trying to steal the fame.
Oh Lord.
Well, they said
that's the problem.
Sometimes on a dog's ass at least once in his life.
Westbrook.
Yeah, LeBron trying to steal the fame, trying to pass record. He record stole. He ain't doing. Can't play no defense. I can put up 100 points to it, but I have to play no defense. All I gotta do is shoot the goddamn ball. Shit.
Westbrook
didn't break tonight. He let that bitch fall out at the buzzer.
Fire.
Man, go ahead on. Just face it, man. The Lakers ain't shit.
He get on overtime. He went to overtime with it, and he got a triple-double. I'll get off Westbrook. I'll get off Westbrook.
62 bad games and one good one. Shit, he okay.
Hey, he got about three.
Hey, nephew.
He got about three.
Hey, nephew, the sun shines on the dog.
He got about three good
life.
Man, they got him in the lead for MVP now. You know what I
mean? Hey, he got about three good games.
Trash.
I'm like that Bubba Dub. Trash. All of them trash.
Trash. Hey, I want to see what the motherfucker going to say tomorrow. That's what I want to see.
Hey, so he say I know when the motherfucker gone off perk 30. Trash.
Y'all, man. Trash.
Hey, y'all can't say everybody. He gone off perk 30.
Trash.
Man.
Yeah, they were handling Westbrook ass. He finally got him in
my fucking head. 30 shots, goddammit, and 50 turnovers before halftime. Damn.
I think he only had four tonight.
Them motherfuckers wasn't even playing defense on him. They said, let his ass go to the bucket. He going to blow a crip any motherfucking way.
That motherfucker was shooting on the side of the rim.
Let me see what the
motherfucker aim.
Oh,
trash.
Shit. Hey, he shot 8-for-18 and 4-for-7 for the 3-point line. 10 rebounds, 10 assists, 4 turnovers.
Is that for the
trash?
Year?
Well, they got a motherfucker on here. I ain't never heard of a motherfucker Gabriel or whatever name. This motherfucker was 7-for-8 and 3-for-3. They only let him play 24 minutes. What's wrong with that coach? Echo the problem. What's the name was out of there? Yeah. Carmelo Anthony didn't play in that old sorry motherfucker for Chicago. Didn't play that Tucker motherfucker. Get his sorry ass out of here, too. Trash. That's why. Them two non-rebound, non-defense playing motherfuckers there. Or did Howard play tonight? Dwight Howard played 23 minutes. Bitch got 6 rebounds. Oh, he didn't play long enough. Shit, he only got 1 foul. Let that bitch play till he gets 6 fouls. What LeBron do? LeBron, he ain't shot that bad. 15 for 26, 2 for 7 for 3 points. Stop shooting them goddamn bricks from 3 points. 9 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 turnovers. He got 3 turnovers. Oh, Chicago getting their ass beat by feet. Shit, what the fuck?
Dang.
What's the name ain't playing in Phoenix?
Man, they got a split window Corvette going for $195,000.
They still got it. They still got it, Tim. Me and you ain't buying no shit like that.
It's still going up. Sold 195,000.
See, that can't be no organization member making that kind of noise because he disrespected the organization. So they violated his ass for that. You get five or six through the chest behind that.
Hey, Tim House.
Let us know that. Find out who it is.
Uh-huh. Hey, Tim House. I went to the Barry Jackson auction, man, when I was in Vegas one year. Man, you be looking at them folks, man. They be having on some tore up ass shorts and some raggedy shirts, and they be bidding 150, 200,000. And you'd be looking like, man, that motherfucker, you could buy his neighborhood for $200,000. And then the motherfucker get out and go get in the Maserati or some shit. And you'd be like, what the fuck is he wearing that for? They don't look like they got no money. They don't look like they got no money. Look like the nigga you want to get some change to on the corner.
Only nigga buying them guinea goo-goos is nigga trying to be seen. Ain't nobody trying to be seen with money.
Man.
With money ain't trying to be seen.
Hey, Tim House, and I was there.
Yeah.
They had a 77 black and gold edition Trans Am go across the thing. Went for $500,000.
Ain't that where you bought your Trans Am at?
Hell no. I went to the nigga auction. I went to the First Federal on 63rd and State.
The numbers might not be right on that motherfucker.
Hey, I don't give no fuck. It ain't like it's going to see the street no more. It's a trailer queen. I ain't getting no fucking vehicle emission.
It ain't even that. It's a garage queen. You don't even bring it out the race.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I just bought it to say I got one.
Yep. And then you can lock in race. Remember, Memphis, you locked that dude in, but y'all never race.
Oh, I locked in White Castle because took his money back.
Yeah, White Castle. Next time I seen White Castle, he was playing parking attendant.
She said she was playing parking attendant.
Yeah.
Get up off my man. That's my man and my peoples.
Man, what I heard. Shit. I heard he tried to lock you in and you didn't want to run him. Well, I heard you ate cheese from skin little Kamala Harris.
Yep. Scared to death. Sure live.
You ought to run with that other dude. You ought to run with Big Sam. Cause he be scared too.
I'm gonna lock in my hover round.
Hey, once they're about it, you save on gas.
Damn right. I'm put a battery on that bitch to keep rolling.
Keep on rolling. So baseball opened up today too, huh? Yeah.
Man, I was looking at some dude on Facebook. He said, for everybody who voted for Biden, just say thank you. That motherfucker standing at the gas pump with 18-wheeler. That motherfucker put $1,100 in the tank.
Yeah. I seen a white man take
the tank for diesel.
Hey, money, I seen a white man in Texas took the gas and poured it all over his body. It was sitting down in a circle, so he might well strike it. That's what he said, he might well strike it.
Wow.
Yeah. Now watch when they start stealing the gas. They sure nothing to get crazy. And they start robbing gas.
Shit,
they
did that shit already.
What?
You see that motherfucker dude down south took that van and motherfucker hit that gas station 3 different times for diesel. And every time he hit them, he was hitting their ass for 1,000 gallons, 800 gallons.
Ooh,
that third time they chased him. He drove up out of there. No, they didn't get him. He's still looking for his ass.
Oh, wonder where he at with that
DZ.
He
kind of
got a cheat too.
Man, he had a caravan with them two drums or three drums in the back of that motherfucker, and he filled them up. Somehow he was able to get to the pump, and he filled them bitches up and drove the fuck off. Not once, not
hey,
twice.
That motherfucker stuck
times.
A tube in the ground. He opened
right.
that lock and stuck a tube down in the ground.
And he got the ass 3 different times, Big Eddie.
Yeah, I know somebody was doing that for a long time.
I used to buy my motherfucking fuel from him.
Man, oh man.
Well, I'm gonna get off this phone, Eddie. I'm gonna see you down there in Memphis.
You can't get
mad,
off to the show with. You gotta wait to the show with to get on.
I'm gonna see you down in Memphis, mad man. I'm gonna be down there with my $20. Right. I'm gonna be down there with my $20.
Ain't got no control of the bus. That's right.
No.
Mad man better pay my $5. Me and Madman got
You locked in with Leon and Flock?
Yep, with Madman.
Oh shit.
Yep. Know what that means, don't you? Flock don't win. Yeah, they're gonna be 1-1.
Then James Black gonna be racing Nutty Buddy. Nutty.
Yeah. That's gonna be a very interesting race.
Yeah.
I just hope Nutty know how to work that gas so it don't beat him by that much. We'll try to get back up there.
I just want Nutty to work that grill because I'm coming over there to get a couple of them pork chops and shit off of it.
Nutty don't know nothing about no cooking. You see when they had a cooking up his uncle and aunties and all them cooking? Nutty just be running the camera. You better stick with where you've been eating at with me.
No, man.
Yeah. I don't understand it. They said the Dodgers got three. I don't see three. I see two. Well, I'll see y'all next time the show starts. In the morning, folks, show. I'll see y'all
later. Yeah, man.
Well, when that side of the morning,
y'all,
man. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Eddie, for letting us act the fool today.
Anytime. Yeah, it's my pleasure. This is one thing y'all don't normally do. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to have some fun sometime. Damn. Yeah, y'all got to have some fun sometime, man. And I want to thank the mysterious Belcher, too, for making the show so exciting. Well, y'all, I guess we might as well cut it loose, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Look like.
All right, Eddie, I'll holler at you.
It was
thank
good
you,
show,
man.
Though. All right, thank you, there.
Ooh.